Blog Talk Radio.
Evil in your lives by earth, wind, and fire. We welcome you to the Helios Biblical Hour, the Book of the Sun, and you know who I am. I am your host, Dry Bones, and let me let you know the sun will shine in. Today's program is like all other programs. It is implemented with the facts that will truly matter this morning. And let me let you know, we're doing a three-phase project here. This is called the pre-Halloween program, because Halloween, we're going to bust it up. This program today is called Rulers of Evil. Now, that's a book, just in case you didn't know that. Punch it in, put Rulers of Evil, and of course, you will see some things. And today, we're going to start the program just like we always started, hot. We ain't got time to play. It's already hot in South Florida, and we're looking at a beautiful rainy day, so get ready. We ain't got to go nowhere, because guess what? Our team don't play, and we're going to be talking about that today, about all the rulers of evil, even in your life, and it could be even you. Let's go somewhere with this. This morning, on the eve of Halloween, the Pope is back in the news, undercover though. He already had a secret meeting with Nancy Pelosi. And now he will have the Halloween extravaganza with Joe Sleepy Toes Biden. This coming Halloween, this week, they will meet. And you know they're wearing black. Not because black is this evil thing, because of black people. Black initiates certain powers over the initiate, as well as those who are the initiators. Poe will be wearing white with his famous red shoes. Wonder what those mean. I think we did a show on that before, though. And it's going to be weird because the October surprise will happen when no one's talking about what they're going to talk about. We did a program last week called The Climate Wars. Soon as we did the show, because we know you did not read the bill that they're asking for $3 trillion. We know you didn't read it. And even I couldn't read it all, but I read the important parts of the excerpts from leaders across the country who are doing their due diligence to get us the information out. We thank y'all across the 10 regions. Also, comes to find out, our carbon tax is implemented. Because they got to tax everybody. And how will they tax everybody? Because they want your bank accounts. And, of course, what better way to get into your bank account by making a threshold $600? Right there should be your wake-up call. Ding. $600. 6 feet? I got to stay at 6 feet from a person? Now they want $600 from a person? What's next? So today's program is going to solidify the fact that just because you want to call people conspiracy theorists, which is number one on the so-called terrorist groups, you know, we got it right here, you know, conspiracy theorists, those who think a conspiracy is just so whacked out. But yet you go into church at 12 and tell me they killed Jesus through a conspiracy. Sounds like you might be freaked out. Because how are you going to kill Jesus if you don't conspire against him? And it actually must have worked, right? The true conspiracy, he's supposed to come back, right? And then get those are considered the wicked or the evil one. We'll see. But let's get into the facts. In 1835, this book by Samuel Morse called The Foreign Conspiracy Against the Liberties of the United States. 1835. I'm going to read a couple quotes and then we're going to go down to the program until we're going to get real deep. Because you ain't getting away today with all the bullshit, everybody. No, not on this program. No, you can go to other ones and get food out, but not on these. No. Can't happen. Here we go. This is a quote by Samuel Morse, 1835. The man quoted, "The food of popery is ignorance. Ignorance is the mother of the papal devotion. Ignorance is the legitimate prey of popery. Ignorance, the condition of being uneducated, unaware, or uninformed." Now check that out. He said the Pope and the Vatican in 1835, slavery going on, is to keep everybody ignorant. to keep them. And what better group to make more ignorant than others to be the ones that don't know they slaves, like Harriet Tubman told you. I remember I was in Buffalo not too long ago, and just took they fixed it down Michigan and Harriet Tubman Street on Michigan Avenue over there. And you know, you look at the whole conflict, and man, she said if these niggas only knew they was not slaves, I could have freed a whole bunch of them. Sure, she didn't call them all niggas, but you know, she called them something. Only if they knew. Now, we all know that that's part of the facts, because the Underground Railroad did not all go north. It came south, right into Florida. That's why we live different. That's why the state laws are different. And that's why they call this free territory. We're about to get deep today. Now, that's 1835. A man came out and said it. Then I'm going to read further. Here's what Brigadier, and then this is about said about the Rome in the 1800s. That's what, this book was based off Rome in the 1800s. So he only wrote it 35 years after that, from the beginning of the 1800s. Slavery going on. Jesus all through the slave trade. Jesus everywhere. Jesus. Now, let's go to even further proof of the facts that matter. Here's what Brigadier General Thomas N. Harris, and after slavery, this is after slavery now, in 1897. So we went from 1835 to 1897. He's the author of Rome, Responsibility for the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Quote, Rome is simply a political machine for the enslavement of mankind. Now, this is, let me just say this. This is almost too easy not to be able to figure this out. You have to be close to reprobated mind to not be able to figure this out. After all the history, information been out there, the debunking, the crap that we had learned from these so-called Afrocentrics that are out there lying to. Because, you know, I happen to consider myself some type of historian, you know. I'm a agree. I can, you know, my degrees come out of secrecy, so it doesn't make a difference. Anybody in the collegiate world, because I proved that you don't even have to go to school to have geniuses. Really. Now, let's keep it moving now. Now, I'm going into a phase where I'm going to show you how this quote implies to today. Implies today. And all you get ready, because I'm getting hot immediately. A three-phase program today. That one there going to be, I'm going to revisit that one with the two. Saying the Pope and them is devotion is ignorance. Mother is the mother of ignorance. Boy, oh boy, you got to be ignorant. Think about you today, how ignorant you are, what you're doing after knowing that this group had a diabolical plan all these years. And to sit back and watch everybody go along with it is almost like a Hollywood movie. It's like I'm watching a walking living dead every day and not even realizing it. Some of you, not all of you. Let me go here today. To show you slavery is still in effect, I'm going to use what I'm going to watch this afternoon is football. Football is the most hypocritical, unbelievable, lioness organization on the planet. The collisions of these bodies that these men take is phenomenal. Anybody who played football like we did all the way to high school was just all fun. And, you know, you really didn't realize the power it had until you got into your early 20s. That, man, football is a way out of some things for some people. Everybody didn't take it as that. We took it as fun, playing street. You know how we played different streets. Everybody had their thing. Everybody who know I'm not lying, football, I would catch all kind of passes. Now, was I great or something? Hell no. Some badass boys out there. Still is to this day. People still love this game. Just ask yourself a question. Is this a slave game? Watch Mandingo not too long ago. You know, you can watch anything on the Grio channel and all this streaming. And I said, man, this gladiator shit goes way back. I happened to go on Fire Stick and watch some Caligula the other day. I said, man, look how they got the people in love. You willing to give your whole tax base for a stadium. Think about this, everybody. See, past, present, futures on this program. So when I talk about what I'm talking about now, it's all in the past. But it's in your future. And it's definitely in your present. So here we go again. The same scenario. I watched, I said, man, Caligula had all of Rome. We just showed you last week you're under the cult of the emperor cult. Same cults running around today. But this one here with football is a little unbelievable because we got people like John Gruden getting fired over a 10-year, 11-year email. Probably was telling the whole truth in the email. That's why it never going to get read. But it had to be some repercussion because they knew that football is the biggest hypocrite on the planet. First of all, we call all these dudes that own the place owners. What's the difference between the owner of a slave house than the owner of a sporting house? He still got to look over the specimens. He still got to make sure the specimens follow procedure, and then they have to give their specimen shots. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, this is how I told you. Athletic stuff is going to bring this in. All who've been listening to me for years know I said this with facts. Not that I just came out of the top of my head with an epiphany. No, this facts creates the epiphany because you live it. You say, wait a minute. Black folks getting rich off football, but yet make up a big portion of football, but yet have a policy in football, that says the brain of a black man is not up to the same as his white co-part. Now, when you can see this, everybody, and tell me, where's Stephen A? See, this is how you know they being played by all these athletic celebrities and sports commentators, because they're liars. They already took the shot. They already the guinea. The only thing they knew they were slave, they could have been free. But see, when you got a slave on the media plantation, which is controlled by owners that don't look like you, though, but then you're going to come on TV and act like you're helping me out. How are you helping me out? You ain't helping me out. I can get the same sports analysis in a barbershop or with my homies because we all know the game. We don't really need these talking heads, but we love watching talking heads. Remember that song, Talking Heads? I love that one. Now, let's get deeper. If football had a policy, but yet it got a commercial on showing we love gays, we love LGBT, transgender, we love blacks, whites, Mexicans. No, what they're saying is we love all the money y'all got. So keep going so we can get richer. Because it does make people millionaires, let's be honest. And that is a, like Stephen A. and all y'all sports commentators, I hope some of y'all listen. I probably should do get this to some people, probably don't even know it. But you know, since I got the airwaves and y'all got the prince of the power of the air, I should be heard by somebody probably. How are you going to come on TV, all y'all, in media world, and don't mention how deep? Now, ESPN had this on. Give them credit for at least having it on. But the NFL been playing games for the whole friggin' time, playing inclusion games. They on TV giving them the holy kiss. That kiss between the Kraft and them. You know, Jerry Jones, that was a holy kiss. That's all that was. Don't get yourself all out there. God made me have nothing to do with being gay. It's the holy kiss of let's make the money. So each group or clan has its own initiational process. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But football got masonry in it. The game is masonic. Territorial, 11 players. The whole thing. Set up on a white supremacist type basis back because really football is rugby and we transformed it. And it goes even further back into these different field games that we're not going to get all into today, but we just want to get you to understand that how can you be sitting there thinking that they that cares about you with a vaccine but won't give you the $2 million that you need to keep your brain because at 35 years old, you older than my mama. You practically older than most of these old people because of dementia processing. And the brain being with severe collisions. Now, this is a fact. You all know we got a little zinger playing football. Got hop pop. You hit somebody in the head, ooh, I popped your ass. You know how that works. But imagine getting popped all the time. Now, this money is compensational because you did choose a sport. So we got it. But once Will Smith did the movie, Concussion, see, that's another Masonic shit. See, make the movie, get the people to sympathize with it. Boy, that Jillian dialect is deep. Make them sympathize with it, then put it out because it's making all the money for the lawyers. The lawyers who led our people astray. Boy, your days are coming. The Batman movie ain't no joke. The lawyers, oh my goodness, wait till we wake up and find out what the lawyers did. Now, the lawyers in this case, now this is how it worked. In 2017, it's not that far off. After years of denial that football causes cognitive impairment. Now, this took a long time because they didn't even want to believe it. This is the NFL that claims they love you, everybody, but then want you to have a COVID shot because they care. Let's get deeper. Now, after these years of denial, the NFL began offering payout as part of a concussion settlement between the league and the former players to the quality for the dementia payout. Former players must prove that they have suffered from cognitive decline. Now, you got to prove it. Even though you're sitting there drooling, can't get it up no more, dick finished. If you do got a loyal wife, boy, oh boy, let her at least go out and get a little fun time because you can't do shit no more. At least she's sticking by you. She ain't left. So we got to give the sisters who are behind these husbands some hell of a credit because that's hard to do. I know it's a lot of shit we don't know behind closed doors couples go through, but nonetheless, from TV purposes, wow, good job, sisters. At least you hung in there and sat with him and made it look like he loved his ass. So thank God for that one. But here's where it goes, where it gets to be crazy. After you got to prove that you don't know who your cousin is, the testing the grade on a curve known as race norm. Under these race norms, black players are assumed to have started with lower intelligence than white players. We got to open up the mics on this because how the hell can we be watching this game since the days of Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo? Brian Song, and we crying with the Chicago. We, from all the things we unseen, from Justo to all, I mean, all of the great players from the great days, L. Davis and them, probably black players, Art Shell was a coach, you still telling me, underneath it all, and that's why they were scared of Jar Gruden, underneath it all, if they open up the layers of evil rulers, Dave's program, it's going to get more ruling evil than you ever could imagine. This is the Halloween pre-show, baby. Get ready for it. We're going to come back after this commercial break to let you know facts do matter.
Very, very simple thing that if you have a certain worldview and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious, and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast, and it changes either, I mean, this is flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then you won't. The way you understand the world is going to change. Is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked because they will threaten the way you understand the world, or not threaten them. People will be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews, and, you know, they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, oh, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
Not even a fact, so that's why I stop arguing with people, because it's not even a fact to them. We're about to open the mics, get this thing started. Y'all just heard it. football. Let's hear from y'all because we're going to watch football today. And anytime I can see that this policy here is just a game changer. When you can say to have a policy in place from your very conception. That's why Doug Williams, love Doug Williams. That's why they always said the black quarterback, is he thinking? Is he able? And we took it for granted because of the money game. Because of the money game. So don't let me tell you that you sold yourself like Judas sold Jesus to the highest bidder. Let's open up the mics. The Helios is about to give. It's pre-Halloween, y'all. 8554, welcome.
Man, what's going on?
Man, what's happening, brother? Good to hear you.
Man, I'm going to throw some numbers out to y'all. Rome, which you mentioned at the beginning of the show, 13. Pope, 13. Basketball, 31. If you reverse it, it's also 13. Slave, 19. Lawyer, 19. COVID, 19. Mason, 11. Black, 11. White, 9. Abraham Lincoln, 33, high Masonic number. Halloween comes up to 28. Joe Biden, 28. Now, the reason why I bought up basketball because I've been traveling back and forth to Memphis. Well, we had that conversation already. But now what's interesting, what's going on down there with their NBA team, the Grizzlies.
Grizzlies,
You're not getting in there now. With no proof of vaccination, any type of vaccination pass, you got to have it. You got to have proof of it on your phone. But now, when we're making the connection with these basketball, football games, because you know the basketball season just started a few days ago,
correct.
I'm with you now. Well, I've been like this, whatever. But people are so desperate to try to quote unquote get their lives back together, they're going ahead taking the shots. So they can travel and go to these goddamn games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm like this. I'm going to stop wasting my energy, stop talking to people. People are going to do what they're going to do at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And like I said, these are black folks I'm talking to. They still going out here, taking these shots. They're taking the booster shots now. And they have this perception that if they take this shot, whatever, their life is going to be normal, knowing that nothing, the norm that we're used to or we was accustomed to in the past, that shit don't exist no more. But then you got to define and ask, what is normal?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now,
so like that's all I...
Let's go with that because the gladiator concept is ancient. The Coliseum concept is these new stadiums. Nothing's new under the sun. And now we see that they're using the same athletes that they did in the ancient days for the people to worship, but yet the love of these characters are just superficial. Anytime I'm hoping y'all seen this. It's called norm racing. The NFL have always said this is their policy that we start out with lower intelligence. Right there, everybody. If a group has this in their consciousness and now are promoting a vaccine claiming they love you, y'all got to say to yourself, maybe I don't see the facts. That's where we at. They don't see it. So
right.
That's where
and one more thing. Ignorance is the three, and shock comes up to three. And the meaning behind three is original man.
Yeah.
So
yeah, now think about this. This is not something that's hitting everybody. No, you just got to seek it out like hidden knowledge, hidden treasure. That's all in your books. But the dudes came out from 1835 to 1897, two prolific individuals write these books, and, you know, it's not even talked about because, I guess, they don't want you to see this clue, but I'm telling you straight up, come Halloween.
But that's the thing, the book, well, you just basically said it, the information is there, why some of us are not reading it?
Right.
What are we focused on? Whatever bullshit we are focused on, that's stopping us from reading. That's one of the problems is right there.
And the transmission. Now you're a traveling person, traveling man. You see that everybody got different transmissions in these regions.
Right.
Some things that they do there, they don't do where you originally from. So you can see that there's a transmission problem where everybody ain't on the same page. In different areas, you will find people on the same page, but most of them are transients. Most people I meet today are not even from the original city, and yet I become friends with more easily than those of the original city, because the original city people have their own transit mindset. They've been given to them for all these years.
They have their own vibration and frequency.
That's right. That's right. That's what we got to see. Things we do here they don't do in New York. They don't do it in New York. But New York loves here because it has a frequency level. ATL, Memphis, you name it. All these areas have some type of transmission that's hitting them. That all of them have a COVID. This COVID thing has hit every friggin' area. This is how you know this is a world Masonic.
But now let me add on this before you go to the next caller. You hit it right on the head, because just like, for example, going through Arkansas, Missouri, and states like that, they're not wearing the mask like they are up here in Chicago. Why is
that? Why is that? And let's make this clear from last week's program. Stay with me. I missed you last week. Now, Josh also should see that all of us on the East Coast, we got major ports here. Those of you in the Gulf, major ports. You ain't seeing no ships in your area like you seen in California, because California is the new Silk Road, everybody. They're coming in from the West. So shall the Son of Man. From the West, as the Son of Man, they bring in the Silk Road from the West. They're getting everybody out to bring in the order, which is the AI. They don't want you to drive trucks. AI will drive trucks soon. Get ready. We told you this is not a game for the light-hearted. So
the governor here in Illinois is pushing electronic cars by 2024,
right.
And part of that goddamn infrastructure bill is trying to set up charging points where people can charge their cars up. It's in the infrastructure bill.
It's in there. I've seen cars in my travels, seeing a car is not – that is not implemented everywhere, everybody. You know, that's an elite game right there. Those of you in the stocks, believe it or not. Stocks, you can get in there. I got you coming in. You can get in there with your stocks, because now are changing to this electronic stuff. Anybody who knows this, and I'm not even that bright, I can see that this is a trend. So those of you who say y'all into this, go get the stock, help your people out that you have to help, because the trucks, the cars, because of the agenda that everybody knew about for years. I knew about it. I know you knew about it. 21 is in pure effect. It's not no game no more. It's in effect. And guess what? Your governor in Chicago, he is definitely in the New World Order way of thinking. They are definitely
the governor and the mayor and the Cook County and the county president, all three of them.
All three of them. I've been watching and keep it going. I got another one. We're going to take in your callers, put the stuff on mute, come back and forth. Rules are you stay in the loop, just mute yourself. If you want to get back in there, dry bones, I'll hit you, stay in there. We're going to keep everybody in the loop because the energy must flow. 33-661, you on the air next.
Great dawning, my brother. Great dawning. What can I say? All speed ahead. You know what I mean? We're being transformed whether we like it or not, you know. And like you say, California, besides Port Everglades down here in South Florida, Port Everglades, Tampa, Mississippi, around the Gulf Coast. I was just talking about it this morning, and on the East Coast, and we're being transformed. And as we've seen from they helped Gavin Newsom along on that West Coast. You know, the West Coast is more closer to China and Asia and Russia than the other ports
right.
are.
Right.
So
right.
So that the Silk Road must flow, and it's flowing through those cities, and it's coming from the West. And this is what we're seeing. We're being transformed whether we want to or not. They're going for the juggler, so to speak. They're going to talk about replacing everything that were the norms. And they said it from the get-go. They told us the new norms. They were using things like the new norm, and I was like, what? The new norm? What are you talking about, the new norm? But as you saw the things, the only people who really are pushing back now red states. Down here, man, we're not wearing no masks because we understand the back and forth. We understand Fauci was the Batman and your girl was the Batgirl, and we understand that they're striving for the Gotham City, because now when these firefighters and police, they go on strike and possibly pilots and so forth, it's going to be pure chaos. They know this.
It is.
So,
it already started happening.
Yeah, it started. So when they go on strike and there's nobody to get that call, who's going to come? Batman. Who's the Batman? The AI, the robot, the dogs that they already showed you, the police dog, got the camera and the M16 on his back.
Hold on. Stay with me. Now, me and you seen this, right? Me and you watched this. Me and you was talking together on this one. And I said, man, they put an assault weapon on a damn robot dog.
A robotic dog.
Me and you both watched that together.
Astro. They put it on the Astro.
Yep. We seen it. And that's a fact. We're not making this up because we don't make up stuff on this program. Facts matter. Now, let's ask yourself a question. Let's go into football because I know you like football. I mean, come on. How crazy can we be at this moment to watch a policy that stated that the blacks have lower intelligence, so they don't need this money that Will Smith did the movie for?
Well,
I ain't saying
Will
Smith.
Ain't
nobody talking about this, but this should be top news, really.
True, but see, then you're going to... You're gonna hurt Caesar's money. See, because Caesar still is running the Colosseum. You see, what's that comedian that thought, "Damn to Caesar"? And I'm like, y'all watching this? They're actually picking at you. They're actually telling you who is the house man. Now, see, when we always watch football programs and stuff, and you always hear the commentators say, "Oh, the quarterback's supposed to be the general." And you say, damn, the general. So what are you saying? And the quarterback norm between the athlete, the Jacksons versus the so-called Peyton, they always make that distinction, bloodline. Archie was a good, and so he got good pedigree. You know, they always put it in there and tell you. So their mentality is the same doctrine that you just spoke upon. And, man, it's right there in your face. But we get so caught up in the rah-rah, the money, and the all side thing, what Caesar has going on, and we're not seeing that Rome never left. Rome is still here. We're heading towards, what's his name, Dracos. Dracos is still in effect. Dracos Eden. And he said the laws are still continuing, and it's getting worse. And they're using the DOJ to go after parents to say y'all have no say in how we teach your kids. What's that?
Now,
oh, my goodness.
Now, let's go there. Stay with me because remember, the school system is now under Caesar. This is a fact. The school system. Take it from, I don't have to make this up. The school system has been under Caesar, but when the school system has now, with Dr. Fauci, will be on TV this afternoon.
In the CDC,
has stated that your children, 5 and 11, ain't that strange, those two, though, from 5 to 11, we're going to mandate. Now, you don't know if the NFL can tell in a secret meeting that niggas don't get no money. And then one of their co-hosts write an email 11 years, 10 years later, showing that they were already misogynists. They were already homophobic, even though they was fucking each other.
Hey, Bones, could I add this to that?
Yeah.
I'm going to add one more thing before I leave. A cousin of mine, his mother, she was the housekeeper for the Colts owner, Jim Irsay. And she came back and told us, because they had a meeting at his estate. She came back and told him, say they were discussing who they were going to decide were going to win Super Bowl that year. And I said, what? And sure enough, shit, that's who won the Super Bowl that year. I kid you not. And that's now, on everything.
Now, hold on. Let's go there, because this is what I'm telling you. Brother D, you know, because he's been sending a lot of this information. Brother Eddie on Wednesday nights has been kicking it for probably most of his adult life, giving y'all numbers. So we know that this is a magical show of numbers and numerology through astrological. Now, let's not make numerology wicked. See, through astrological happenings, you can make yourself clandestine through understanding this, where you will be shielded. Mm-hmm. You will be shielded. Now, I don't know what to tell y'all. We're going to have a show on this, how you can be shielded, because you got to know for you to be able, most of y'all to be able to maneuver right now, in and out through the matrix, without being wounded. Listen to me again.
Right.
In and out the matrix without being wounded. Boy, we about to get deep today. I hope y'all ready for this, because we don't play the next week. We got
three, four. Also, with that John Gruden piece, you know, now supposedly, now I did the research in this also, that one of the main reasons why some emails he got let go, supposedly he called Joe Biden a pussy. Ain't nobody talking about that.
Nobody going to talk about that. See, there's a lot of people, and thank you, man. Appreciate that. That's why I love y'all, bro. Thank you. Look, y'all give out the information. Y'all know y'all give out the fetus for the connection. You said, y'all been saying to me,
yes,
your own emails, now, this is going on. Now, y'all know John Gruden is a raider. What's a raider, y'all? A pirate. See, y'all raise a pirate law. That's why the raiders, the pirates are all on the West Coast right now. I told you, new Silk Road. Let me go to 3364. Let's get even deeper. Go ahead. I'm here from you. I know we're going to go higher. Go ahead.
Oh, what's up, my brother? Right on time. What's up, man. These devils spraying like a motherfucker, man. These chemtrails. I hate to be cussing, man, but goddamn, you can't walk outside, man. Damn. This shit making me mad, man. They're trying to block the damn sun out, but this shit ain't working. Because we see that bullshit, man. But speaking of these damn shots, man. They use a basketball, not talking about, I make the shot, so you take the shot with that basketball shit. You know what I'm talking about, man?
Huh? Yeah. Yep. Sure do. I've seen it. Matter of fact,
oh,
that's
damn,
what they said about Kyrie Irving talking about what shot he going to be famous for, the shot he took for the championship or the shot he didn't take. I said, this is some crazy stuff. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, you right on, man. We see this shit, man. It's a damn shame. It's a fun time to be alive because we got the magic glass. We got their ass in checkmate. So I'm just going to go ahead and listen, let y'all continue on with regular schedule of programming and let you keep it rolling, man.
I like that. Hey, I want y'all to say regular schedule deprogramming, because we got to deprogram some people today. It's a program. You hit it or no, it's a program, and we got to deprogram. I'm going to go to 111. I'm going to take one more caller, because, see, y'all led the vibration for this, because the Draco Law, y'all better look up Draco and understand that Draco had a bad time. He didn't die. See, one thing about Rome will kill each other. See, one thing about that mob mentality of always watching your back, that's something that you really think, do I really want to do that? And you look at where all this comes from. When at the end of this program, when y'all see where all this is coming from, don't get mad at me. Let me go to 111. A bunch of ones. Jump in. One, one, one. You had your hand up. All right. Okay, I don't know if this is whoever this is. Okay. I'm going to keep you in, but since you ain't even put you in. Now, let's keep it going. Now, how are we going to prove this to be a fact? We got to give you some facts to show you that if you see this illusion and you believe in it, you're in a delusion. See, the illusion is a delusion for you to stay ignorant. The Pope and them said it. They said, how can we beat this group? Ignorance. The balance of ignorance is very powerful. I mean, to keep you only watch after Facebook told you that they spying on you and you still go on there daily, you are a slave, plain and simple. You're a new slave. New Jack, like I said, New Jack Slave. You ain't no, because you riding around in a Bugatti. Did you make the Bugatti? Is your people manufacturing the Bugatti? Or you just want to show off that you got a Bugatti? See, this is where we at now. It's going to be a price to pay for this foolishness. See, they are already claiming through Twitter. The owner of Twitter said, hyperinflation coming. They're going to create it for you. See, it's not that they're going to stay rich. They're going to stay rich. You ain't. We ain't. Unless we become.
Shit, if anything, they're probably going to get richer.
No, yeah, we got to become something that's outrageous. That's why that scripture I told y'all, the dry bones. See, they're coming from all regions. They don't see, this is not a normal attack, like a local region.
Yeah.
Clapham redirects here. In fiction, it may refer also to the homeworld of the Drax. Draco was the first recorded legislator of Athens in ancient Greece. He replaced the prevailing system of oral law and blood feud by a written code to be enforced only by a court. Draco's written law became known for its harshness, with the adjective draconian referring to similarly unforgiving rules or laws. Life, during the 39th Olympiad, in 622 or 621 BC, Draco established the legal code with which he is identified. Little is known about his life. He may have belonged to the Greek nobility of Attica, with which the 10th century Siddur text records him as contemporaneous, prior to the period of the Seven Sages of Greece. It also relates a folkloric story of his death in the Aeginetan Theatre. In a traditional ancient Greek show of approval, his supporters threw so many hats and shirts and cloaks on his head that he suffocated, and was buried in that same theatre. Draconian Constitution. The laws that he laid down were the first written constitution of Athens. So that no one would be unaware of them, they were posted on wooden tablets, where they were preserved for almost two centuries on steels of the shape of three-sided pyramids. The tablets were called axons, perhaps because they could be pivoted along the pyramid's axis to read any side. The constitution featured several major innovations. Instead of oral laws known to a special class, arbitrarily applied and interpreted, all laws were written, thus being made known to all literate citizens. The constitution formed under Draco, when the first code of laws was drawn up, the laws distinguish between murder and involuntary homicide. The laws, however, were particularly harsh. For example, any debtor whose status was lower than that of his creditor was forced into slavery. The punishment was more lenient for those owing a debt to a member of a lower class. The death penalty was the punishment for even minor offenses, such as stealing a cabbage. Concerning the liberal use of the death penalty in the Draconic Code, Plutarch states, it is said that Dracon himself, when asked why he had fixed the punishment of death for most offenses, answered that he considered these lesser crimes to deserve it, and he had no greater punishment for more important ones. All his laws were repealed by Solon in the early 6th century BC with the exception of the homicide law. Homicide law, after much debate, the Athens answer decided to revise the laws, including the homicide law, in 409 BC. The homicide law is a highly fragmented inscription that states that it is up to the victim's relatives to prosecute a killer. According to the preserved part of the inscription, unintentional homicides received a sentence of exile. It is not clear whether Draco's law specified the punishment for intentional homicide. In 409 BC, intentional homicide was punished by death, but Draco's law begins, II plus or minus a one-half paragraph or one-quarter or one-half degree I one-quarter or one-half squared a euro II one-half II plus or minus II one-half I micron I to the first II to the first I one-half I plus or minus II micron II cubed I micron I one-half, which is ambiguous and difficult to translate. One possible translation offers, even if a man not intentionally kills another, he is exiled. That leads to the presumption of exile having been the normal penalty for intentional homicide when Draco wrote the law. Council of 400. Draco introduced the lot-chosen Council of 400, distinct from the Areopagus, which evolved in later constitutions to play a large role in Athenian democracy. Aristotle notes that Draco, while having the laws written, merely legislated for an existing unwritten Athenian constitution such as setting exact qualifications for eligibility for office. Draco extended the franchise to all free men who could furnish themselves with a set of military equipment. They elected the council of 400 from among their number. 9 archons and the treasurers were drawn from persons possessing an unencumbered property of not less than 10 minas, the generals and commanders of cavalry from those who could show an unencumbered property of not less than 100 minas and had children born in lawful wedlock over 10 years of age. Thus, in the event of their death, their estate could pass to a competent heir. These officers were required to hold to account the prytanes, stratagoi and hipparchoi of the preceding year until their accounts had been audited. The council of Areopagus was guardian of the laws, and kept watch over the magistrates to see that they executed their offices in accordance with the laws. Any person who felt himself wronged might lay an information before the council of Areopagus on...
Now, Aaron gave you the keys, the clues, Areopagus, everything. You just go look them up. And on this next program that we come on with Halloween, you tell me if you want the Draco Law.
Hey, Bones, but check this out. We going through this whole ritual now. Remember the girl that was missing and his parents were involved and possibly involved, we don't know. And the body being found, and now we having these different takes on the murder I'm like, what the fuck? We're going through the same thing right now. This is what
Alec Baldwin shooting of that girl on the movie set. That's a ritual, bro.
Right.
Come on.
Come on. I was going to bring that up. Thank you for bringing that up because that's a Western. No, that was a Western movie.
Yes.
Sacrifice into the West. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. It's on y'all. I got the mics open.
Yeah. It was just straight ritual, you know, like from, you know, his parents possibly being involved and when they, you notice they took the video of her and she looked like she was on some deranged stuff. She said, I hit him in the face and they asked her, well, it was just staged, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
But then, now they found various other bodies all around those different areas. So obviously to me, that was their killing ground. Whoever been doing these massive killings, this was their killing ground.
Yeah.
Right.
So all the bodies are being found there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the sacrifices and all that.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Go ahead.
Also, you got the anniversary event 201, October 18th. That's the same day they took Colin Powell ass to hell where he supposed to belong on October 18th. Same anniversary event 201. And you got the sacrifice of Hank Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
The sacrifice of Hank Aaron and the Braves in the World Series, man.
There you go. Yep.
These
are all rituals, bro.
And then the military admirals being called into question on you know what I'm saying? So it's a tribunal on them because they trying to eradicate them anyway because they got too much power. They holding the keys to the power.
I like how you said tribunal.
Yeah.
A tribunal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they said they're going to have secret courts. Y'all heard this in their own agenda. We will create secret courts. Now, I don't know how the Black Boule that we are, because they in cahoots in sports. That's a fact. Anybody where, let's get deep, Chris Paul, all these young cats getting these billions and all this crap, setting up these deals, and yet you don't really want to say that you took these vaccines, but then you want to say, oh, well, I'm just this. Now, here's where we get deep, everybody. Our children and all your relatives, you know, whatever degree of thinking they are, you know, they're still part of your bloodline. The corruption of the bloodline is so pervasive. It's unbelievable today. That because, see, we don't deal with something today. We don't deal because they're crying out. Mental illness is what they want us to be. So they want us mentally ill so we can be charitable all the time. All we want is charity from them. So they create a mental illness plan. I hope y'all ready for this. And the mental illness plan can be implemented at any friggin' time in your life. All you got to do is keep going to these doctors that y'all go to. You don't know because they look good and they might be nice. Have y'all watched The Omen, how motherfucker be married with the chick and she for Damien, fucking you all night and for years, and in the end, she actually for Damien. And you don't know. Every movie should have told you this. And it did. And all the movies say they're going to cut off the dick. Every ancient story. Let's get deep.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah. Bobbitt. That was famous. They sewed it back on like a movie. Sewed it back on to keep it erected. Now, y'all better realize the DNA change, and we're going to get y'all in here. The DNA change is in effect. Now, the thing, I want everybody to understand this. I could die tomorrow. We ain't going with that dumb shit. Oh, I ain't going. No, I'm telling you is that death has a door. Depending on how you go through that door, it depends on how you go through that twilight zone. Because they all said that we see light. Now, again, those of you who've been unconscious, I can speak for reality. You, when you wake up, sometimes you don't even know who, like, where, how I got here. So the mind is, I don't know if any of y'all ever, I'm talking from facts. Anybody who know me know I'm telling the truth. When you wake up sometimes, you say, what you doing here? You don't even know you're dead. That's what I'm going to say. Y'all better prepare for what's coming. This is not a joke. These people are hell dead.
And the clip, going back to the clip you was playing, I kept hearing the number 400. The Council 400, and Brother Wesley been dropping some knowledge on us about Dr. John Coleman, the Committee of 400, or the Committee of 300. We got to go back and look at those books and information of the ruling families, people who's running this planet.
That's it, but hold on, let's go there.
Sorry.
Now, I'm going to bring this to you, Brother Wes, jump in when I finish with this one, because we've been saying 400 for 400 years, for Council, but then they unchanged and said, it was the Council of 300. Then you see the Greek movie called 300. Now that is a hermaphrodite cult. I'm telling y'all straight up that this cult that is called the hermaphrodite, that's the easiest I can give it to you, is one who believes in the duality of both male and female in you at the fucking same time.
And LGBTQI.
Right. If this spirit is in you at the same time, which is a cult now, many of them I deal with it, I'm telling you straight up that this cult, men is very prominent because men want to be women. Something from the ancient past, they want to stay women. And they knew this. Somehow they must have knew this from DNA. So what they doing, just look at the movies. They are made Superman gay now.
Right.
They got no choice. Cult did it. You think this is done by
and Venom.
Say again?
And Venom, a symbiote. He's supposed to be gay also.
Yeah.
I'll bullshit you not.
What they said is the cult that once worshipped them as being both male and female, that's in your Bible, it's the Adam and Eve story. It's out. Adam's rib mean bone marrow. That's all it mean. It don't mean no goddamn day in biblical court. It mean bone marrow. That's all I'm going to say.
But dry bones. Remember when the first version of Justice League movie came out some years ago, if you pay attention to the opening clip, the Daily Planet newspaper, they have a picture of Superman, David Bowie, and Prince on there. And they said, the front line said, have these aliens return to their planet. What were they really saying about them three? Yep. Now Superman comes out to be gay. That ain't no accident, bro.
That ain't no accident. Well thought out.
Hey, all I know is my Prince was talking to Travis Knight about them damn chemtrails, man.
Right. And after that, he got knocked off.
Yep. Who got knocked off?
Prince.
You talk about chemtrails, man.
Right, right. Now, the chemtrails now, that's what I say, when we find out about the chemtrails, basically it's been out for a while. By the time Prince got it, most of us had already heard it. See, we have to take it to when the person that's big here, then we gravitate. But many of you knew that that was given out a long time ago by the book, Behold a Pale Horse. That's it.
That's right.
That book, Behold a Pale Horse, said they was going to shoot shit in the air and it was going to cause us to have different type of changes. And everybody's not the same. We made this clear. Anybody believe they're the same, just get your DNA and blood test. You find out, shit, you ain't got the same blood that came out your mama, some of y'all. So blood is a serious thing, and they know this. Whatever's on this planet. But let's go with where we're going now, because, see, y'all watch football. I know y'all do. I'm listening to y'all today. But I think it's going to be devastation to the athletic world soon. I'm just telling you. The devastation to the athletic. If the athletic world can look at Simone Biles talking about she's scared to even do the shit. They using, I'm telling you, the movie Get Out was put together so you can see that they mentally making where you ain't going to be able to get out. That's why their minds couldn't snap back, because they had taken parts of their brain. And that's what they're doing, everybody. Let's get ready to rumble. This is the deepest part yet of this program, and I'll have all the proof. We are now in stage five. Can be
in the year of the five.
Stage five. I mean, and I'm not making this up. The dude who came out with this is Michael Yeardon. Y'all can think of how he's an ex-Pfizer scientist. He sent this out on Thursday of last week. Claiming, quote, not for me, this is his words, we are approaching stage five. Stage five is established chaos and martial law, November 2021 to March 2022, and most people still think we're going back to normal. Y'all even said that going back to normal, he's saying y'all people still think we're going back to normal. This is what he said, stage five. This is what, I didn't come up with this. This is Dr. the dude who came out of Pfizer. So y'all better look at them. Look what he said, and this is unbelievable. Exploit the shortage of goods and foods. That's one. Cause paralysis in real economy and cause closures of factories and shops. That's two. Three, let unemployment implode. Four, apply third dose of vaccine called booster. Six, take up the murder of the living old men. Now that's deep. Take up the murder of living old men. This is crazy. Impose compulsory.
The guy that came out and said he had killed somebody at the age of 16.
He's
a coach or something.
Yeah, they say take up the murder of living old men, like take up what they must have did. But here's nothing.
Compulsory
vaccines for all. This is compulsory. So that means that you'll be coerced into doing it. He got about three more. Amplify the myth of variants. Efficiency of the vaccine and herd immunity. Then he says, the second one, demonize the anti-vaxxers and hold them responsible for the dead. Now, that's right there, everybody. It's a key one right there. Then the last one, which is normal. This all coming out.
Biden just said that in his speech when he gave, he said, hey, am I going to kill it? Something like it costs, I'm going to kill you with my COVID or something like that.
Right.
He just said that in his speech.
Did y'all watch him? He was very uncognitive. There's a man who's not having cognitive ability, because the word cognitive, people are talking about invoking the 25th Amendment on really Biden. And here's where it gets deep, y'all. If Biden is invoked, Kamala Harris will become president of the United States.
Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it.
You just might get it. Look look how they that's why they need chemtrails to dumb you down to believe this bullshit. That's why by the fact of your non-complacency, your complacency with this mentally is going to create the fifth element. You thought it was a movie. Let's get busy. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to take some more of you out there listening. Call the number, 515-605-9343. If you want to get on this call, call the Helios Biblios out of the Book of the Sun. Ain't nobody going to be able to run. Nobody will be able to run from this. So you can believe whatever you want. But just let it be known. Maybe you part of the clones. 2 minute break, y'all. We're going to be right back.
They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Dr. Funkenstein, they call me the big pill. I want everybody here tonight to put your hands together and give up the funk, cause it's about that time. Is everybody ready? Are you ready out there? Let me hear you swing it for me one time, y'all, before we get started. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds.
With the
my hip bone connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone connected to my leg bone. Leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Are you ready out there? Hey, hold on, do it again.
We love you. This is our pre-Halloween. That's Dr.
Hey,
Funkenstein.
My brother. You went way black, bro. You took me to the ethos, to the fifth element, man. To the fifth dimension with that one.
Well, we the clones.
Damn, I've never seen you.
We are the clones. And just so you think cloning ain't real, we're going to show you that the cloning is real. Let me get some more callers. It is real. That's why they shoot the space, the sky, so you could be like Dr. Funkenstein. Go to 9927.
Yes, sir.
9927.
Hey,
9927.
Can you
hear
me?
I got you. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, yeah. What was you reading? I didn't catch it because I'm trying to wake up here.
You always wake up. Get your behind up.
Yeah, because I worked last night and this morning, and still I woke and I was late this morning too. What were you reading?
I was reading from Dr. Yeadon, the ex-Pfizer scientist. He sent out a thing about what's approaching called Phase 5. He gave the dates November 2021 through March 2022. They will bring and implement these different assertions.
Okay. I'm going to look that up.
Yes, do that. You already know, but go ahead. Give us what you got, because you already, you know, give us what's going on.
Well, my voice is not there, but you know, the parasite, which is connected to the grasping for the frequency to control, is Hydra. And if anybody know about Hydra with the Marvels in D.C., and you're going to know Hail Hydra. Who is the bad guy in all those movies, in all those series, in all those comic books? It talks about Hydra, the octopus-looking parasite. Now, we're always trying to figure out why is they always putting the octopus up here, because there's a parasite that looks like an octopus that is called, they're saying that it's an infinite entity that can actually recreate itself so it won't die. You cut it off like a worm, but eventually a worm dies. But if you cut it off one end of the worm grows back the other end. So it's just like this. It's called the Hydra. And it's inside the vaccine. Inside the vaccine. So it's going to be growing in the bodies of those that have taken the vaccine. I think the final connection would be the booster shot. Now, this entity, now they're saying that you need to take more and more. So I don't know for certain if it can actually be disintegrated with our acid and anything else that we take care of our bodies with. But from what I'm understanding, that this entity here is able to take over the brain. And they have a way of controlling it by connecting it with the AI.
Okay.
And they also have a mushroom.
Hold on.
A mushroom that actually...
Let us finish. Go ahead, sister. Finish that up.
They also have a mushroom that actually can take over ants. And the mushroom will turn the whole hive into a freaking zombie. Anything that this mushroom tells, and it's a live entity, that fungus is alive, that actually thinks, can tell the ants to do whatever they want them to do.
You sent me something. Remember you said about the fungus? They something came from space. They took some type of entity out of space on one of them asteroids and brought it back with
them.
They
made a movie about that shit too. Yeah. Where they did for real. They took they're claiming that they got what they calling it, live alien life off of an asteroid.
From an asteroid, I've seen that. NASA and this is what they're claiming. Go ahead, jump in. Go ahead, bro, jump in.
Yes, sir, man. She fast forward. You got to slow your roll because she talking about an octopus, bro. Octopus highly developed. That motherfucker was smarter than me. I caught one of them damn fuckers down there in South Florida, man. The octopus, man. I caught one of them motherfuckers, man, and I threw it on the dock, man. That motherfucker was changing colors and shit. Went from white to black to every damn thing else, man. I throw it on the dock, and check this shit out, man. That fucker squeezed between the damn wood on the dock and drop back in the goddamn water, man. Them motherfuckers ain't no joke, man.
Let it be known now. Let it be known that octopus is in the stores here. See, in the meantime, many groups do eat it. It tastes like calamari, if you like squid and all that. So, yeah. But let me ask you that, because we've been seeing movies, Octopussy, with James Bond, we don't see all these entities. Yeah. So Doctor Strange was an octopus. Now where is that coming from, y'all? Let's get deep today. That's from India. See y'all remember we did them shows on CERN and y'all was giving all the information on CERN. We act like CERN ain't existed. We don't even know what's going on because they took our money.
CERN is the 13th gate. CERN is the 13th gate because the 13th gate originally was destroyed. Now, I don't know why it was destroyed. Maybe it was destroyed because it was trying to keep certain entities from coming in, but the 13th gate was destroyed. The stargates are real, and we had control over those stargates. We don't have control over shit anymore, but those stargates were real, and they still are being used today. The 13th, that all that bullshit they talking about, smashing particles and all that crap, no, that is the 13th Stargate for them to either let something like we've been talking about for decades, trying to get their people to come in through the dome. And the only way to get through the dome is through the Stargates because they are able to get you through the freaking dome to go to different places. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole purpose of them looking and digging was to get all the Stargates and that, and build this 13th one.
Let's go there. So when they got to Iraq and they said they wouldn't destroy Babylon, that talk was about them having the gate of that area. So the gates that we could be talking about is these portals that's all over the place that they're able to use as elements of to whatever it is to get into this atmosphere. Because
the travel between worlds. The travel
Let me get one more out to you. What you think about William Shatner, all of us who were Star Trek fans, Trekkies, been to the convention, he goes to space, y'all. I mean, comes back, but they don't really go into space. We got to realize what they do. They go to the edge, and they come right back down. They don't go into the radiation belt, which people tend to leave out. See, most people don't know this, and I wish y'all would watch this show, because what I've seen was unbelievable. There's a belt called the Van Nuys radiation belt. Only thing they claim they're scared of right now is a meteorite they claim now is coming near us. I've seen this. By y'all said it to me. I look at us, man, they actually are looking for this shit. So whatever's coming, and they saying that the corona of the sun, this is what they saying from y'all. We go look it up. All nations is looking at the sun to see if it's shooting out shit. Now, what's being shot out, they claim, can reach us at a certain time frame in history. Now, let's just go with that premise. If this is true, then here's another movie being brought to life, because y'all look it up. Y'all said this asteroid supposed to be huge coming our way. Now, is it manufactured? I don't know. But at the same time we watching all this, and we bring this program so you get everything together, there's a strange China shot a underground below radar missile. Any of y'all see that?
Hypersonic.
Yeah.
Hypersonic.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Yeah. Just confirmed that we all saw. So y'all seen it. Now, this is amazing. This is almost like a video game. If they can shoot below the radar, all they need is one shot to hit this area.
One shot, one kill.
Yeah, that's all you need. Now, the thing was that they said they need in this, I got the quote, y'all better go look up. He said they will create or have to create a scenario where they do have to have something hit America, so they could create the total takeover, meaning that the military would be on side of them using martial law. That's what they said.
They done already blew up asteroids already, pretending like they was coming to Earth. They're not coming to Earth. Them asteroids ain't coming nowhere near Earth. They're out there shooting rays, their guns, cannons, whatever them shit is, at these rocks, so that they can come down to Earth as, quote unquote, we having a meteor shower. We having this. This is coming.
Hold on now. You said some of this. So you're saying that the sources was basically say when they say the meteor, you say they it's not coming near the Earth, and the shooting added to create
a meteor
shower.
Yeah, they're blowing up. They already blew up several of them.
Okay.
They're blowing them up.
Well,
they purposely do shit.
I do know they could do it. They do. All I can say, I don't know the positioning, but from what y'all said, let's go. Let me take some more callers. We're about to get deep with this. This thing is what. And those who watching football, I still want y'all comments. You would think that could be a major thing if you're going to not care about my brain in a football written contract that's been going on for how many years, and then all of a sudden you got a commercial where vax for me and your family. Really? And I can't get a goddamn dime out your ass for my family at 34, 40 years old, got dementia already. Close dementia cases. That's how deep this is. Let's give me some more calls.
But if you look at every other sport, they got guaranteed contracts.
Hey,
and that's why I walk.
All I can
soccer.
Say is
that's why I walked. That's why I walked away playing football in college, man. When I was in my second, third year in college, I peeped the fucking game. I said, I'll holler at y'all, man. I ain't going no further. I'm like Jack the Bear brother. I can't get pimped no further.
And that's when you couldn't even get. Now that's when you couldn't even get no money. Today they changed the rules. I'm gonna get some more calls. 8079. Now they unchanged the rules where, you know, they able to get money, but how much? Look how much money that they being paid, and then to find out.
But
this
see,
cause
and that's also
here.
Behind. You know, they legalized the gambling now, so.
Hold on.
Let me get some more thing. Can you send me that article on the fifth phase, what they get ready to come out with? I'm trying to find it.
I'll send it to you. All right, let me get some more. 8079. You will connect.
Yeah, as far as sports, man, they know they got all these millions of young people right behind that's gonna come in and fill those slots as the older players go out. The younger ones come in. It's always been said from former NFL players that NFL ain't nothing but a slave trade, man. And you there for the money. The risk that you take, hey, you taking it to make that type of money. But they also know it's millions behind that's going to come in and be ignorant and go take that money. And like the man said, the gambling that's happening now, they said just in New Jersey, pulled in over $1 billion just last weekend in gambling, man. So how can that freight train be stopped? Yeah, how can it be stopped?
Can't be stopped.
You know, it's big. Now, it is big, man.
It's big. Now the gambling is something that is universal as well. Let's go there. The gambling is universal. So now we got the most, I said this in the program, we got the most highly qualified slaves on the planet Earth. Right here in North America. I mean, so grandiose. Everybody wants to be like Mike. Now, we got to look at this money game, everybody. The black community, let's go there first. We're going to have some elections coming up in November. I don't care how you believe. I don't care if you don't vote. This is your damn business. But the effects don't give a damn about what you do. It's going to still affect you. So you have to say, where do I stand on some of these things? Did y'all just see the Attorney General of Medicine as a transvestite?
Yes. Admiral.
Yeah, the Admiral. He just came on. He just, for the first time, Biden had him come on. For the first time. Now,
No.
I mean, think about it. This dude comes on, and it's all going along with what y'all said y'all seen, Dave Chappelle and all that stuff. You see, this is like a real war going on. Because here's a gentleman going to come in and say, I'm a woman. Okay, cool. That's what you say. Go ahead. Right. Go fine. But now this woman is being told that he got more power than the natural woman. Now, so now we at a point where is this really going? I told you it's a cult. That Draco shit, every one of them, but when you get deeper and deeper, you're going to find it go way back. All of them thought this was a...
Well, can we say that's another example of tweak with the fake feminine principle? I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
No, but
she's fucking fine.
It's very real because think about it. Here it is that this is going on. The Attorney General, the one who's now being first time seen, wants to be the one to push your kids to get the vaccine. This dude came on TV as a woman and said that we want your kids. Now, you don't realize you just sacrificed your kids to an ancient cult that you don't even know the name of. That's how crazy this is. This is real shit. You don't even realize the cult got you to give your kids up from the age of 5 to 11. Now, where's this cult coming from? Right now, we're about to give it to you. The cult is complete when Shiva...
Once a year, thousands of Hindus stream to Saudati, a temple in southern India. They have come here to express their devotion to the goddess Yalama, but Saudati is no ordinary temple, for Yalama is the goddess of prostitution. In this temple, prostitution becomes a religion. Young girls, many of them not yet 15, are consecrated to Yalama. They become devadasis, love servants of the goddess, and their lives will be dedicated to prostitution. Their families believe that this sacrifice will allow them to be born into a higher caste in the next life. Before the long 5-kilometer walk to the temple, the devotees must cleanse themselves by washing in this pool.
और इस जत्रे का महत्व ऐसा है कि जो लोग धार्मिकता 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 के बारे में ज्यादा बात करते हैं उनको यह अच्छा लगता है वो बोलते हैं यह हमारी देवी है इसे हमको सुकून मिलता है जब हमको कुछ नहीं हमारे घर में भी कुछ प्रॉब्लम हो समझो बच्चा नहीं होता और कुछ वगैरह वगैरह जो है वो बातें इस देवी को हम नवस करके उस नवस के बाद हमारी इच्छा प्राप्त हो जाती है पूरी हो जाती है ऐसा हमारे लोगों का कहना है
Devotees of the Yalama goddess come from the lower castes of the Hindus. Some are gripped by religious fever. They dance until they drop. Men are also followers of the temple. Many put themselves into service as transvestites. It's illegal to dedicate children to the goddess, but that's irrelevant because the government does nothing to prevent it. To become baptized as a Devadasi love servant costs $52. Money which, according to one human rights organization, flows straight into the pockets of the politicians. So the government turns a blind eye. The girls are obliged to serve the priests in the temple, and that includes sexual services. According to one report, some priests have up to 40 girls at their service. It's the price the poorer families are prepared to pay for a better life in their next reincarnation. Swapan Mukherjee is the leader of Free the Children of India. He fights for the rights of all children, and particularly for the girls that become prostitutes. He estimates that 6,000 new girls are dedicated to the temple every year.
Most of these girls are from poor families, mostly. And this is a burden to them. The poor, it is a burden to the poor family, first thing. Second thing, if another belief they do have, that if they give their girl to that temple, then they will also get blessed from the God.
The Yalama cult is hundreds of years old, and the belief has become deeply entrenched in the people. But it's more than that. For many families, it's a matter of survival. Sons are important. They will care for their parents later in life. But daughters are a financial burden. After marriage, women belong to the family of the husband. But in order for the marriage to take place, the daughter must have a dowry. Even today, many girls are killed at birth because the parents know they won't be able to raise a dowry. Despite the fact that the practice of dowries is now illegal and that even the Yalama cult forbids it, this tradition continues. And so many parents sacrifice their daughter to the temple as an escape route from financial difficulties. The ceremony in the temple...
Now, let me just say this, because I can go on. I just gave you the cult. When you go deep into this cult, you find out CERN, even Obama was Shiva, and now if Joe Biden passes away, Shiva will be mixed.
Because Kamala Harris' mama is from India.
Boy,
sacrificing your children and sending them to these schools. Take your goddamn children out the schools. It's that simple. The school system is done anyway.
Hey, think about what they just said. They said they serve the god of prostitution. This ain't even diving on Indian people. I'm just giving you a cult perspective they gave.
Right.
And then think about it. Think about it, black people. I'm getting on you right now. All your stores is run by groups that have a total different mindset to your conservative mindset. Better wake up. 4307, you on the Helios. Let's get hot.
Hey, peace and love. Peace and love. How you guys doing, man? This is T from Vancouver. You know, it's interesting when you talk about the children. In Haiti, they have a custom, I think it's called living Bechram, where if you're out in the countryside, a lot of these folks will have their children sent into the city to live with, whoever, really just as a financial relief, mostly the women, right? So this is within the black community as well, all over the world.
No, that's my point. This cult, thank you for that. Stay with me. This cult is all over the world. And you're just seeing Haiti. Haiti just had an incident where they won $1 million for 17. Y'all won a 17 million? I'm playing this shit. Y'all should have been talking about what the Vatican got going on there, because Notre Dame and all the French hierarchies there. But he was dressed as a cult. Brother, what's the name of the
cult? It goes deeper, though, right?
Hold on. Before you get back, brother, just give him the name of the voodoo that he was representing.
He was dressed as Baron Samedi.
Yeah, there you go.
Baron Samedi. And I was just saying that, hey, it goes so much deeper, because when you look back in the biblical history, it was mm-hmm. Hebrew tradition to give up your boy to the prophet. So, like, you know, Moses had Joshua, right? And the prophet Samuel had little Nathan. And they don't tell you these were just little kids, right? And, I mean, you keep going into Babylon, and then you have Daniel. He was young when he was facing the lion's den. And same with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were just boys. And the interesting thing about that.
I like that. What do you think they were doing? Because you made a great point. I went so far as to see the sexual thing, and I see that some of the sex temples, they were doing things that we would call porn, outrageous porn. Just stuff that we wouldn't even think about doing. You think that these stories about having sex with young boys?
Well, I mean, okay, and then keep going. Just if I keep going up to Paul, the Apostle Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
They said that Paul was afflicted of the flesh. And he hated women. That was a noted thing for Paul. He hated women, right? So were they doing pornographic things? I believe they were. And I mean, what we would consider that, when you look at the Apostle Paul, he came from an island called Tarsus. He was originally called Saul of Tarsus, right? And that island, Tarsus, if you do a little investigating into that, there was a lot of Roman nobles, Greek nobles, and all kinds of debauchery was going on in Tarsus. And one thing they'd have up there is eunuchs. Mm-hmm. You know, and a eunuch, when you look at the Bible from a European perspective, the one guy that always show you is black is this this character called the Ethiopian eunuch, right? And
right.
That means that's a man who got his balls, dick chopped off, right? And the pornographic thing, and then you look at Paul, he had little Timothy, his little
bro,
boy.
you hitting on so much stuff now. Let's know that. I mentioned those cults. Yeah, all of them. We just said about the dick being cut off. Y'all know we talk the way we talk because it's facts. Now, if the eunuchs, and y'all heard this yourself, the Islamic culture, when you look at the slave trade, will lead you into them producing eunuchs.
Asian too. The Asian culture too, Bones.
I'm just going with the continents that we all love the most. And we say these concepts, but I start to go dig deep, and y'all like to get deep. I see that there is a ritual in Islam where they will take the young boys and rape them.
Yeah, and in Judaism,
Bones. You know they too righteous for that. They not raping kids. They not selling women. They come over here to America, and they just the perfect instrument.
Let's be honest. Let's get deep, y'all. The black woman in the community gets the major perks than the male, unless the male is working for that store. Let's deal with stores now, because see, these are merchants. I told you we're under power of law. It doesn't make no difference with zip code if you don't know what power of law is. Power of law is in every zip code. So let's go with my brother from Canada. Now, Canada is now saying different things about their protocols, and we got to look at that, because Queen Elizabeth about to die one day soon. I mean, before we all figure out, and once that done, you know, what part of socialism does these countries take? Socialism is an alien cult, everybody.
Look who's next up to the throne.
Yeah, but it's an alien cult, because it tells you to watch these monarchs of the bees and the ants. The bees and the ants, two primarily insects in your Bibles, which is an alien great book. I love the book. The book's unbelievable. So if it tells you that, you know, the bee like the bee, they like the ant, and you look up these cultures of that, you actually enwove a monarch that is actually from a small specimen has integrated into the mindsets of our people today. And this is where we're going. Let's get some more people on the line. Think about this. I'm just giving out there. I mean, we believe in celebrity. Celebrityhood is actually fanaticism, meaning that you so caught up in somebody else's life that you don't even give a damn about your own life because you're too busy
LeBron James.
Watching his life. Ain't that amazing? That's amazing right there. That's called real brainwashing 101, and it's been done to me. I can tell you that right now. But see, you got to be able to say, am I brainwashed? To believe that the NFL loves everybody today at 1 o'clock, except the black players and all you black folks watching football today, I hope you realize that you took a shot based off these football players who have now been found out they were lesser than their comrades, which is white supremacy, which is only us with, you know, white supremacy is only 10%, and they're Scottish Germans. White supremacy is a Masonic cult of Scottish and Germans, plain and simple, who was taught by some groups that may look just like you. Because, see, you know, we can't leave you out of this, everybody. No, we ain't leaving black folks out. Just think about this. Do you know the Greek at that time was in full-fledged loving the Egyptians of Africa? You know that. I'm sure you do. You don't think these big African dicks ain't all over Europe? I went to see Caligula, the real Caligula, on the channels from Europe. And out these pictures, when they get to the point, they got big dicks that are black with white women on their dicks. Now, how is that?
Hey, going back to the numbers, black is 11, white is 9, 9-11.
9-11. State of emergency. And you know why it's true? Thank you, man. Thank you. Hey, I'm going to tell you why it's true. Because 9-11 is an emergency. Think about what they're doing. Every commercial.
That's deep.
I'm not even that old. And every commercial in the past, I would never see the commercials I'm seeing now 20 years ago with all these multi-mixed groups having
kids
and everything. Now, is that normal? It could be. Is that going to be? Because that could be the new norm, too. See, everything's a new norm. And I want y'all to see what y'all doing out here to make this norm normal, because it's going to become normal to everybody.
Hey, Bone.
Go ahead. Jump in. Hey, I'm about to find a clip. Go ahead. Y'all jump in. Let me get 305. Let me get through. Jump in. Go ahead. Keep talking. 50-45, you next. 50-45, you next.
It's a known fact that the white race has got zero population. More of them dying than babies coming in. So they got to have this black seed, this black melanin, just to even continue on this damn planet. So that's what they're doing.
Well, that's a long-term continuation.
They know.
That's a long-term continuum. Because that's a long-term continuum, because I just said
without us,
that
they
if black dicks are in Europe at the same time of Caligula, at the same time of the Caesars, I'm saying to myself, let me go check further. And if I see that...
But dry bones, it makes sense. Take it from a military standpoint. All these black soldiers in Vietnam, you all them black soldiers messing around with white women in Germany. I mean, this ain't nothing new, bro.
Right.
And that's all. And the fast forward by the unit shit.
If it ain't nothing new, then why, even to me, because we never seen it, give it to us. Now we realizing that, wait a minute, we seen this that's been going on from the pictures that we seen from back in the day when we watched all Dr. Benz and all that. We did know from J.A. Rogers and Arthur Schoenberg that we did know that blacks
sex
were
race
in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
I found out blacks were in Rome immediately.
Yes,
and so if blacks were in Rome, and I'm about to get deep with y'all.
And niggas in Paris.
Yeah, niggas in Paris.
Yeah.
That's what they did
for. Hey, drop on.
Thank you. I'm glad y'all see it. Y'all see it's a hypocrisy.
Yes,
it's hypocrisy. Go ahead.
Yeah, check this out. That's why they castrated George Washington Carver. He knew about the fucking the science of fucking nature with plants and animals and animal husbandry. That's why they castrated him, because they know he was gonna be fucking white women.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm gonna be honest with you. Let's go there. Now, let's be honest. You got to ask yourself some questions, y'all. See, that's why I say it's a missing history for us, because it's concealed. But when you find it out, Jack Johnson, black man, I watched Mandingo. I loved boxing back then. Boxing back in them days was brutal as hell. They were biting each other and everything. They were doing like MMA. They can't bite each other now, but MMA. But back in them days, they were biting you. You see, they were biting your neck, whatever it took to get you to go down. Now, it's saying all this, if Jack Johnson, at the time when niggas was being able to be lynched, never got touched, got to wonder who protects him. Then after that, let's even go further.
Right, because he was somebody's cash cow. They're going to protect their cash cow.
Right, they're going to protect the cash cow. Now,
right on.
Now, what about your boy, Frederick Douglass? Everybody know Frederick Douglass fucking the hell out them white women. It's documented. It's documented. So he documented. So if we fucking white women at the height of the killing of blacks for fucking white women, then something ain't right with the group of us that look and never wants to study how you protect yourself from that. Then we will probably get more further ahead than what took place for real, because we got this imaginary thing that things just happen out of thin air. If a group of a man, even Booker T. Washington, all of them, because you just said it yourself, all them schools, there was a lot of fucking going on. So if they, Booker T. Washington and all them was messing with white women, they got proof that, matter of fact, he was messing with the Rothschild family. So if these people were messing with, this is facts. This in their own documents. I found it. It ain't hard to find. Who do you think?
What?
It's an institution. Tuskegee is an institution. Now, this is where I get deep with y'all. The lady, we did a show a couple weeks ago. I wish I could play the tapes. Maybe we have problems with playing stuff on Blog Talk. Blog Talk, I don't know how this could happen, but maybe you could be a part of it.
Oh, you know, it's called censorship.
Yeah, We already know this is coming. But lucky I had enough stuff on here that we could play shows a long time. But the thing with me is, I'm telling you, we got to wake up. If they are robbing kids, now we got people being shot, young people getting shot up all over the country. Young people are shooting each other up. Is it the phone?
Carjacking?
Is it the phone? They got them coming out of stores in Democratic cities. Now, I'm trying to tell y'all, both of you in certain calls, you in these cities. You in these cities.
They're going down to Michigan Avenue downtown in broad daylight, walking in these stores, taking purses and shit off the counters, breaking the glass, and walking right out. You know why they're doing this? Because it ain't no police.
Right. So hold on. Hold on. We going to go into Hollywood now. Now, y'all know the Purge said The Purge said this.
Hey, drop on.
Go ahead.
Hey, I found out that some stores, black people going in there with their phone and calculating $949 or $999 worth of merchandise, you get away with it free. You get up to $1,000, they're going to find your ass. So people calculating that shit. What add up to $909,000?
That's right.
Flip that number. It's 666.
Misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor, and they made the course. Now, this is what George Soros and them did, y'all. So they hijacked your zip code. It didn't need the government. They hijacked the zip code with people who is going to Buffalo. Y'all about to get it. If that sister win, I'm talking to Buffalo. Love y'all to death. Y'all, if this sister win in Buffalo over another corrupt, y'all got two evil. Here's two blacks, a man and a LTB woman. So I don't know if she want to be a man or she don't want no man. I don't know. But sexually, you look at male gender like Dave Chappelle. Y'all love Dave Chappelle. Okay, so this is the case. Y'all love Dave Chappelle. So now, here it is. Y'all going to elect two blacks that y'all know got corruption because y'all all know they connected to underworld.
No, everybody ain't going for that shit.
Right.
Everybody ain't vote. You know who's voting for them? The foreigners. The developers.
Hold on. Time out. That means now. Hold on. This is what I'm going to get deep at. Now, see, because they know you didn't vote for them, they know you didn't even participate, who you think they're going to come after first? Because the foreigners
The only ones they put out there is the ones that's getting funded by the developers.
The foreigners are taking the black vote.
And the foreigners, yes.
Okay, hold on. If the foreigners are taking the black vote because they see the black vote. Now, here's the crazy part about this. It's just like NFL is politics. See,
there is some black people that are voting for them, but they're not taking the black vote. They are voting. They have rights to vote now. So they're the ones putting Mayor Brown in there because Mayor Brown takes their money.
Listen carefully what I'm saying. I said that they're looking at the black vote. If the black vote don't have enough, but the black vote don't never cannot have enough power if all the money going to foreigners. So what they do is give the black people an illusion, just like this, just like we read earlier. It said make them believe because they uneducated, they unaware, and they uninformed. These are the three that the Vatican and most of our people go to church.
What's the word you open up the show? Ignorant. Ignore. Ignore. They're ignoring
right.
the facts.
Right.
Now, that's it. Ignoring. Now, let's even go further. Then we go to football, which you know we all love. We just said that the NFL is the biggest hypocrites on the planet. If any time they want somebody to take a shot, but then you won't pay them for their cognitive activity that's been, you know, messed up for all these years by having a thing saying race norm, your intelligence level. That means they already have stayed amongst the owners. We started with this. We call these people owners. They have meetings. So the owners all had to get together at the table and to come up with this plan. This don't come up out of nowhere. This don't come out of nowhere.
That's
this
right.
come out of them sitting down at a table saying, okay, what you want to do? We're going to do this. Now that they know that the Holy Alliance is broken. Now, this happened to the Washington. All this is coming from the Washington football team. I hope y'all looking at what team calls it. What team calls it?
Hey.
Washington.
And then, hey, drop on. You look at Najee Davenport, man. He's
that's
from
right,
my
Miami.
Neighborhood in Miami.
Miami.
He's from my neighborhood. And he was
that's
the one
right.
that started this lawsuit, man. My brother, because I know his whole family, man. I
that's
went to
right.
school with his whole family in the same neighborhood, man. I love that brother, man.
Najee Davenport, to break it down, Miami, played in Miami, well known. Him, he started it. Pittsburgh Steelers started it as well. And they were on TV. This is stuff you can watch, everybody, because once if you watch this today before you watch or watch football and watch that with all your family, it's very sad to know that they more worried about them taking a COVID test than taking something and saving those who took concussions for their Super Bowls and everything they don't want and then say the white player is more smarter. That's the same thing that was in Django. Same,
wow.
All the people, that's the same thing with Django. Remember Django? They were talking about your cognitive, and of course, Jamie Foxx became rich, and what does he go do? He ain't go get no black chick. He might got some kids by, but he mostly being seen with who? That's because it's part of the hermaphrodite card. We about to get deep. Y'all ready? I hope y'all ready for this. It'll be at 12 o'clock. We about to get harder. Ain't no way I'm going to let anybody get away without the heat of the sun coming, because boy, it's about to get all these people that we talked about today. All of them, we all been warned about it. Now, what we do is what you do. Nobody can sit here and put judgment on anybody on this line or this connection. But I know one thing: you got survival mode in you, don't you? All y'all listen, know to be listening to this. You know, survival mode is necessary.
Yep.
If you don't have no protection, if you don't have nothing that you have that you can, because if they fire off something, it may not hurt you, but your supply line. See, they gonna remember I told you a long time, a military dude. I played this for y'all. I do this because I know I'm a part of it. The man said that even if you got weapons, he said, even if you got weapons, this is what the man said. He said, if you got weapons, we don't care. Because by the time we starve you out, unless you got enough food in your compound to last you.
Or Amazon account.
Yeah, to last you. Think about it. Yeah, don't laugh. That's real. The man said,
that's what I'm saying. This is how stupid this shit is. How in the world you can order something from Amazon and get it the same day, but when you go to the grocery store, you can't find no goddamn hash browns?
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you.
It's manufactured, man. It's crisis manufactured.
It's manufactured.
Right.
Now, what's happening is
purposely done. Everything is purposely done.
Exactly.
I can't wait till they start running to those containers. The ship, the ship ain't gonna be able to get out quick enough.
They got them ship flipping over.
They start running
to
the containers, man.
Yeah, I seen that.
They got them ships flipping over, man.
Yeah, the ships are flipping over. And remember, the storms, there's still storms in the sea, and they don't want to show you what you see now is old pictures. They're not showing you that containers are floating in certain parts of this area. Now, that's when you know we're in pirate law. Because
that's right.
That's when you know. If you don't know you're in pirate law, that's why California may just happen. California.
So that means the Buccaneers going to win the Super Bowl again?
It's possible. It's possible. And I'm going to tell you, here in Florida.
These are the Raiders.
Brother West and brother G, you know that we can go into the stadiums now still. I went to the game with the Dolphins in the B-Lo. The basketball, no problem. I don't know what's happening with these other states. I can't speak for everything, but I do know if your state, see, the reason why this basketball thing is important is deep because they decided out of nowhere to make a mandate for just your municipality. Now, either the voting population there is behind this because he couldn't do it without their help. You know, could you imagine New York was not behind this? They'd have been went off on de Blasio.
It's the money pile. See,
the money game.
Remember when we talk about the Yiddish state that's over New York, because New York has a symbolic meaning, York, the House of York. But on at a Yiddish what's that, Bnei Brith. That is the entity that runs the Grand York in New York, Bnei Brith. And this is, they're all for it. So whatever come down the pipe, that's where, nothing happens without its plan. It's supposed to happen. And like everybody say, Biden messes up or fucks up everything he puts his hands on. This is what is supposed to go down. He's supposed to fuck it up. So he just doing it because he's compromised. If your son going over there grabbing the bag every time you go, he the pickup man. Of course, your job is to fuck it up. So
he's
just doing what he's supposed to do.
He's a pedophile.
Now, hold on.
He's in charge of the human trafficking. He's a pedophile. Yeah. He remember his blonde hair stand up every time the roaches pull up and grab.
Hey, sister. Hey, that's why they got him to do what he do. Because if he don't do what he do, then they going to get his ass with all them jitsy them been doing.
Exactly.
That's how they control your ass.
That's how you control
they find what you hooked on.
You saw what happened
what
to Kennedy. You saw what happened
spot.
To Reagan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you find, now, they find thing, your weak now, spot. If you crooked, then you do their work or they going to take your ass out.
I will be honest with you. This is why this is crucial. This 2024, they gave us see, one thing about these people or what these entities are, they give you a time frame that you better take a look at, see if it's real or not. 2024 and 2030. They put these projects together. Now, they need the black community to stay even dumber. That's why papery.
Right.
They need you to stay even dumber. They need you to be the main folk, even though they don't like your ass like the NFL don't like us. But you're making us still rich. You're an energy source.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit right quick. I'm going to play this tape. Anytime a man can die before he die and say this, and y'all still think this is a good thing to do, you do become the Walking Dead. In the Walking Dead movie, the black man was the hero, but the black man ended up dying.
We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. A global crisis like pandemics and climate change know no borders and highlight just how interdependent we are as one people sharing one planet. Over the past month or so, despite the ongoing crisis, I've been encouraged to see the growing calls for a green recovery. We need only look to the United Nations Secretary General, to the IMF, the EU, the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, the Canadian government, the COP26 universities network, and business leaders around the world to see this. And as we move from rescue to recovery, Therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play. Everything I have tried to do and urge over the past 50 years has been done with our children and grandchildren in mind. So I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
Gave me the whole thing. He said, "Green recovery." While we do the reset to a green recovery, do y'all
hey,
not see what
the hey Bones, Kwame, say open up his line. Hey. Man. Kwame, I don't know. Kwame, say
okay.
Open up his line, man.
Okay, let me find Kwame. Hold on, But I hear somebody say, "Hey, hey." There you go. Jump
hey.
In quickly. Jump in.
We all saying, "Hey." Yeah, that right there, that video was very confirming. Black people, like you were saying earlier, is the key to this whole success of destroying our freedom. In order for the government to create a problem, create a solution, they have to create a problem. So climate change has been the boogeyman to these fake environmental companies that goes around, oh, we're trying to save the planet Earth. You know, that is all staged because in order to move people, we have to move them through our emotions and through our minds because that's what move and make changes. So the people that's running the world, the aliens, the fallen angels, that has tapped into this, they understand that the, and even when they make the robots, that's what they're having problems with. How do we get the consciousness? How do we get the mind? Because that's what the human body has that no other creation that they have tried to create have been successful because they have been trying for years to create a similar human being. So, so in order for them to control us, they have to dumb down black people and make black people feel that they are the Democrat Party I'm referring to are the saviors. So how they're the saviors are they're the ones who help you, and the key word is racism. So the climate change is going to help us black people to get to our agenda, so y'all stay dumb and whatever we say. And then black people, the COVID-19 is going to destroy your body and going to kill you, and your family's not protected unless you wear this mask and you get this vaccine, and you better get that booster because we have an agenda. An agenda is, back in the book of Enoch, he talks about the times of the end. And who knows, maybe that that thing that's coming from the sky is the mountains being shaken to let them know that their time is very short. So who knows, maybe we're living in the times of the end because everything is happening so fast. So black people, if y'all move away from the Democrat Party, we may can spare ourselves a little bit more freedom here in America because it's up to the black people to not vote for none of them to make this possible. The Republican Party gets very little black people. They are corrupted as well. There's a lot of the Republicans that's corrupted, is in tune to this climate change, COVID, take over the world. And they need it through the businesses, the PPP. All this stuff is all connected, and black people don't realize it because we don't research and we don't read.
Hold on. I'm going to show something that you're saying is true because it said the Pelpery said that they were going to be, he said that Rome is a political machine for the enslaved of mankind, and the clues came when the Pope spoke to both the House and the Congress. Now, we said that back then. When we just could watch that and don't think that's a symbol.
And wasn't that in Philadelphia, bro?
That was in Washington and Philadelphia he went to. He went to Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., spoke to the Congress and the Senate. Only leaders to do it. And then right after that, they brought in Israel to do it.
Wow.
That's when you knew. That's when you know you got to pay attention and stay focused on the agenda because the agenda make you believe it ain't. That should happen.
Hey,
that was your statement.
Hey, and what did I just say about Benin Breath and who spoke to Netanyahu,
yep,
the only Israeli Yiddish. Come on, man. He spoke to him.
Now
he was addressing him.
Now he's gone. Let's get deep here because see, I watched this show, and it just brought back flashbacks because I mean, when you see so much stuff, you go to these events, you say, "Wow, my goodness!" But y'all have to know that when we seen some things with the Native Americans, and when I've seen the actual regiment, I'm gonna do this on Halloween. When I seen the regiment that actually got Crazy Horse, it'll make you go to sleep. Let me go ahead. I'm looking for you. Is it you on there or what? Because I hit a.
Can you hear me?
A 7820, but they like I left it open 7820. I heard noise. 7820.
No, it's 7472. Can you
okay,
hear
well,
me?
Okay, well you in there? So you talking now? Let me see what you have. 7472.
Hey Kwame.
Hey, what's up, brother? I ain't heard y'all in a good.
But go ahead, you in there?
Family dog.
Yes, sir. What up, my dog?
Yeah, but what I sent you, man, is the 2030 agenda, and that I sent it to Brother West, to you and Derek. You know, and this is the agenda of the depopulation, and what we're seeing now is this is the whole process, and what we're looking at, we're talking, you know, the sister was speaking on a Democratic Party about the climate change. It's the whole planet. It ain't just Turtle Island. This is the whole planet. The climate of population is what they're trying to control, because mm-hmm. you played that clip about India and the divas and what they're doing with the young girls. Is that billions of people live in India and China, and they are trying to get rid of people. And this is what they're doing with this virus in which they're implementing and depopulating. And then you get the LGBTQ, because then you got men that thinking they're women. So you have a genocidal process in play. This is better than Planned Parenthood, because now people are saying that they're opposite of what they're doing. And then they don't produce, because they're thinking a man ain't got a womb. He may have his thing removed, but he can't put a womb in there to reproduce. A woman can't phallus and make testicles hang and give sperm. Mm-hmm. So that's genocide. It's mental genocide, to where now this is a new birth control of gender identity is birth control.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. And now I just want to piggyback
on
you.
That's
the
not,
vaccine
yeah.
that's out here now that they're giving to the babies are now that's, the babies
but,
are coming in. The young children are coming in with menstrual.
But what you're getting, sister, and you're correct, because when a woman conceives, she creates three generations. Herself, the child that's growing in her womb, is already carrying the eggs and the sperm for the next generation once it comes out of her womb. That's three generations in one body. And what we're seeing now is that they're finding a way to genetically alter her, make sure that which is coming out of her can't reproduce what mm-hmm. should have been the next generation.
Okay, now let's go there. Hold on, let's go there. I told you,
absolutely.
We're gonna get deep. This Halloween, y'all. You don't think I'm gonna let that go? Now, if this is the case, you just said that she. So that means that we're looking at a goddess principle here, where if she got three generations in her, you all know we go through 3 degrees. So that lets you know that really, that's why she is the my son or the widow's son. So basically what you're saying, basically what we all been saying, she plays a very important part in this process of
every man has a belly button.
I told you, biblical course, the Adam story is made up because it was his bone. Mahabon is bone marrow. So basically they knew how to clone or knew how to do something with the bone marrow or with the what's the name. Now, since it's Halloween, stay with me, Brother Kwame. If it's Halloween, why ain't this story taught more? Because y'all all just brought
okay.
up. Okay. Hold on. Just the story right here, y'all.
all have heard of Adam and Eve, who according to the Bible were the first couple of human beings created by God. But an ancient Jewish myth contests that Eve was the first woman. This myth states that, before Eve, there was another woman, Lilith. Unlike Eve, who came from Adam's rib, Lilith emerged from clay along with Adam. Since she was created by God in the same way as Adam, Lilith did not submit to her husband's commands because she thought she was equal to him and did not accept Adam's domination. Lilith and Adam inhabited the Garden of Eden, but Lilith's rebellion put her in a situation where she was forced to choose between submitting to her husband or leaving the Garden of Eden. Lilith was not willing to give up her independence, therefore she opted to leave Adam and the Garden of Eden behind. The first woman ever created went into exile and settled herself near the Red Sea. God sent angels in an attempt to convince Lilith to return to the Garden of Eden, but she turned her back on God. Without his wife, Adam started to feel lonely. God, seeing that he was struggling with loneliness, decided to create a new woman for him, Eve. Due to her decision to reject the Creator, Lilith was demonized. She was now considered a woman-shaped demon. In her demonic shape, she would have the power to instigate disease in newborn children, and, to protect children from evil, the babies were given amulets with the names of the angels who tried to take Lilith back to Eden. These stories affirm that Lilith was jealous of the happy life Adam and Eve led in paradise, and, as an act of revenge, she assumed the shape of a serpent and tricked Eve, forcing her and Adam to taste the forbidden fruit, which caused the couple to be expelled from the paradise. Lilith's story is quite well known, yet this version is not present in the Christian Bible, and it is rejected by both Catholics and Protestants. The version in which she would have been Adam's first wife is found in the Syriac alphabet text. The date of the writings is unknown, but it is believed that they were created already in the medieval era. The myth of Lilith is found in Hebrew, Babylonian, Sumerian, and Assyrian mythology. The figure of Lilith in Mesopotamia was seen as an evil deity, or, when associated with the moon, she was regarded as a goddess with different phases and therefore different moods. That way, she could be seen as a fertility goddess, but also as a devilish figure. There are theories that state that Lilith's absence from the Bible was created during the councils that defined the canonical books that would constitute the Bible as we know it today. The figure of Lilith as an independent and strong woman would go against the patriarchal structure, one of the cornerstones of the Judeo-Christian culture. For this reason,
Shit is based off a lie. You just heard the Council of Nicaea. Council.
But what you...
All this shit we talking, basically is male misogyny, which they got rooting on, against a story of a woman. Now, how y'all explain let me hear
you. Let me say it real quick. Don't you think that's what's happening now? Because some of these Chiquita and them and all of them don't want to hear what the brother's saying? Huh?
Yeah.
Don't y'all
dry bones. Story of Adam and the bone and taking, it says in the Bible he put Adam to sleep. Where in the Bible did they say they woke him up? Where in the Bible did they say they woke Adam up? Man is still asleep. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. See, that's what the part is, the trick to it, is that man is still asleep. And woman and that whole concept of it been, but when you read the Hagamadiyah, the Gnostic teachings in their book, it says that Pista Sophia, the goddess, which they saying was Lilith, when she came, she sent her daughter Zoe and formed man, and she blew breath into his nostrils and said that when he awakened, he says, woman, you are the breath of my life. What happens when every baby comes out of the womb? You take the plugs out of the nostril, and it does what? Takes the breath of life.
Right.
Well,
The question would be, the Bible,
we have to read it from Revelations to the beginning, because everything started in Revelations, and now everything is happening now in Genesis. So Revelations was the beginning of the Bible, and now we're at the beginning, which is Genesis.
So let's go there. Remember we said that genes are Isis. Genesis really means genes are Isis. It's backwards. But, I mean, if this is, they tell you from the get-go, the woman shit is, I mean, if Lilith could say, I'm going to put a curse on babies and infant death and all this stuff, and you see a cult trying to kill children, and you see a cult trying to give now your kids a vaccine, wouldn't it be like kind
and try
of
to give them another gender?
Well, I mean,
see,
that means that
even
they could stop, they could make you another gender, or they could stop you having kids, because eugenics is part of this cult. Because this cult is, remember, the cult is introduced by women. The cult used women.
That's why they put. That's why the National Institute of Health hired Jennifer Dundon. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Thank you. Go
the
ahead.
Gene therapist of CRISPR as the the director. She's the director now. Why would they hire
but what
her?
They also hired Alondra Sanders, who is a black woman that is over the genetics, the genome that she's working with. And
right.
she
That's
is the
right.
one that wrote the
That's
book
right.
on racism reparation. So this is how they count. This is the counter
well,
that they've got in all.
She could write a book. She got to go through a Schuster and all them. That's just her pay. That's like a thing to me. I'm looking at when you write a book today and you get it on the big, like if we write a book today, they're not going to take your book because you say it too much. But if she just says just enough and got the credentials in the pedigree, like my man said earlier, they're going to let her book go to the table and get some money. But if she was saying, like some of these doctors that y'all let go by the wayside to say way more than some of these doctors we deal with, we got the nerve to talk about, they done told you that it was our, you wouldn't even know this was happening. It wasn't for doctors from other areas that don't even look like you who do the research say, hey, it's some M&A in here. We could be, I'm at the point, I don't care who tell me what the truth is now. As long as you tell me the truth, because I've been lied to by every group.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, brother.
Yeah,
right on,
exactly.
Just so you know that before you next, just you know that what we just said, what Brother Kwame brought on, here it is right here, right in my board. This the agenda. Now tell me if he lying.
UN Agenda 2030,
Hello?
A recipe for global socialism. Written by Alex Newman and published January 6, 2016 on thenewamerican.com. The United Nations and its mostly autocratic member regimes have big plans for your life, your children, your country, and your world. And those plans are not limited to the coercive climate agreement recently concluded in Paris. While the establishment media in the United States was hyping ISIS, football, and of course global warming, virtually every national government dictatorship on the planet met at the 70th Annual General Assembly at UN headquarters in New York to adopt a draconian 15-year master plan for the planet. Top globalists such as former NATO chief Javier Solana, a socialist, are celebrating the plan, which the summit unanimously approved, as the next great leap forward. Yes, the old campaign slogan of the Chinese Communist Party. The master plan is comprised of 17 post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals SDGs with 169 specific targets to be foisted on all of humanity, literally all of it, as the plan itself states explicitly. As we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind, reads the UN Manifesto, entitled Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. But if you love liberty, self-government, free markets, or the U.S. Constitution, you will almost certainly be wishing that the UN would leave you behind. Officially dubbed Agenda 2030, the UN plot, as its full title suggests, is aimed at transforming the world. The program is a follow-up to the last 15-year UN plan, the defunct Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs. It also dovetails nicely with the deeply controversial UN Agenda 21, even including much of the same rhetoric and agenda. But the combined Agenda 2030 goals for achieving what is euphemistically called sustainable development represent previous UN plans on steroids, deeper, more radical, more draconian, and more expensive. This
okay, there you go. Now, Brother Kwame, 100. Thank you, man. What he just told you.
Yes.
In a small part of time, he was able to tell you, he just fulfilled your whole dynamic of what you're going through. He gave you the agenda. We played the agenda for you. Now, you tell me if we lying on this program.
No, you're not lying.
People who love lying ain't on this program.
No, they'd rather hear the cover-up. They want to hear the cover-up.
You just heard
don't want to hear the cover-up.
Right on, my Lord. Right on, my Lord. You busting the truth, my Lord.
I like to say, the man said, they said they want more draconian law. I put Draco's on the damn symbol today so you can see where you're headed if you don't wake up.
But you know why that is? Dry bones.
Go ahead.
You know why that is? Because
what we're going through,
the planet in the solar system and what we're lining up with, Draco's is moving out as the North Star. The constellation Cepheus, the Ethiopian king who is married to Andromeda, whose daughter is
Andromeda,
the woman in the chair. Yeah, that's what we're moving in the north, the equator and the North Pole. That constellation that is there, that is the right now is in Draco's, is moving out, and Cepheus, the Ethiopian king, whose brother is what Egypt is named after. His brother is named Aegyptus.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife is Andromeda, and his daughter is the chain woman that sits in the chair, the chain, and she's going to be free. And this is what they're talking about, the Ursharinian. This is why they had to do what they did with the gym on the day before Easter Sunday, is when they moved the 22 mummies from the Cairo Museum into the Great Egyptian Museum next to the Harem Het, which is the Leo symbol of the Sphinx. There in November, you were saying November is when they're bringing Ramesses II to Houston, Texas, because in Houston, right below Houston, is the three crystal pyramids that's aligned with connected on the 29.6 latitude
to the
pyramid.
Wow. The group that, when you get the group, I want y'all to look at the group, and don't worry about nothing else. Look at that group that's able to bring them over. Study what they are. You gonna be go ahead, jump in.
I'd like to say something.
I just
want to
ask y'all a question.
You first, and then you.
Yeah, I want to ask y'all a question. It's only one animal on the planet that's got the scientific name as Aegyptus aegis, and y'all know what the animal is? It's a mosquito. The mosquito is Aegyptus aegis. So that's the only animal there on the planet they call Aegyptus, man. The damn mosquito.
Oh shit! Hold on. Stop.
And what does a mosquito
do? Hold on.
He buzzes in your ear.
Y'all sent this out yourselves. They just made.
A mosquito also transmit. A mosquito also transmit viral things by. He may bite you. Someone that may be afraid. He could also. We saw with the down here they were doing drone mosquitoes to integrate with other mosquitoes.
Right.
But to neutralize them.
That's right.
Yeah, to neutralize them and so forth.
Hold on. Time out.
Okay.
Hold on, please. We want to make sure we got y'all. You want to talk? I heard a sister say first. I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to give everybody y'all last. I'm going to go down the line. Keep y'all so we can keep y'all from, I'm going to hear from all y'all because this program about to even get harder. We ain't even at 1 o'clock yet. 1-877, I'm here from you. What was you going to say? I'm going to go down the line. Give you 2 minutes.
I was going to say.
2 minutes.
I was going to say to that brother earlier, he is right on the money with Ethiopian because that's where Enoch, is from.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what he was saying is they're actually moving mummies. Is that correct right now to this museum?
Yeah. They've already moved them. They did it on the Saturday of before Easter Sunday on the 3rd of April. They moved all 22 from the Cairo Museum. Mummies to the gem museum there that they just built.
Okay, well, I will just say I am a huge fan of Enoch. And Enoch is from Ethiopia. And like you were saying earlier, it's the world. They are trying to depopulate the world because it's about 8 billion people here. And I don't think all the powers that these entities have, they can't control 8 billion people. So they have to depopulate, like you were saying earlier. And I also believe that the angels are connected to Ethiopia because of the fact that that's where everything started as far as the new, Enoch goes, explaining to us about the fallen angels and how they're coming down here and controlling.
Let's get clarity with that because
and he's talking about Ethiopia.
Right. I don't want people to think he's rambling. Ethiopia is very important. They actually are the first knights. They created a lot of the cathedrals. The Heliga Sophia was one of the things they built in Constantinople. And then y'all mentioned Sophia. And Sophia is now a robot citizen of Saudi Arabia, which we never talk about. See, that's why I can't understand how a robot can get more rights than a physical woman of Saudi Arabia. Now, this is what kind of kills me with our thinking, even on in the Western world. Like, you know, don't does that make, but yet you will behold them because guess what? They're in your neighborhood at your service. You're the service to them. But I just want to say this so y'all know this Halloween. Y'all thought we was going to play today? No, we ain't playing. See, you already worshiping the cult of Lilith. Anytime a group of people can watch politicians eat children, drink adrenochrome, and don't say shit and want to get your kids a shot, you already are of Lilith, and she's Lily Monster. Wasn't she so fine?
We're going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor is saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution.
Too many
so we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies under this very serious. Please give a response.
Okay, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead.
Okay.
No, we'll go ahead. It's a, no. Yeah, no. Thank you. So I think, so one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency that it does present. Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years. But I think we all...
Now, that's Alexander
Cortez. We don't have enough time.
She said net zero. That's a drink. And, I mean, this is like subliminal 101. So what they're actually telling you that you already in Lilith. Lilith was put here to kill children.
We don't have enough time, is what she kept saying.
Right, but what the whole thing is that we're understanding that this solar system has moved around the Milky Way at the beginning.
Time out. I want you to explain to me how a group of black folks, don't go celestial, don't go celestial now. Tell me how a group of black folks, if they're not zombies, to hear a group that they have gave all their energy to hear their leader, which is this chick right now, this woman is most of their leader, saying that we should kill babies. And this is when she first became in power, to kill babies, eat dead people. That's the great burgers y'all eating. So keep on eating them. Keep eating the possible burger because that's dead people. Now I just keep on thinking it ain't. But here's the question. How can we look at our people who is voting as we speak this coming up week, next week, for a group that tells you we want to eat your children. If that ain't pre-Halloween, y'all gonna pay. I don't give a damn about you knowing where the solar system at. We on Earth right now. I know somebody would say we earthy. We earthy
okay,
right now.
Okay,
tell me how we gonna deal with a group psychologically, because that solar system that could get you to be this dumb that you will vote for a group that said they want to eat your babies.
Mm.
Tell me that.
I want to hear everybody.
Okay. Give me, Plum, you first. Here's what I've
got a group coming. They coming from around the country. We're going to the pyramid in Cartersville and perform ceremony to those unemployed ancestors. We're going to hire them to come and help us and deal with this. And then on All Hallows Night, we're going to do the Native American, the Nefe ceremony and offer the prayers and call down the ancestors in doing spiritual warfare with what we're dealing with here on Turtle Island.
All right. That's one way right there. Let me hear from you. Let me go down the line. Y'all just heard this. The party that our people have given pure allegiance to, without no doubt, can you listen to Donald and you listen to everybody, that gives a speech about eating baby, and we on Halloween, and Lilith is a real vampire. That's real shit.
And hey, you know why? But dry bones.
No. I heard from you. I want to hear from everybody. Tell me on this line. How the hell are you going to deal with a group of zombies that will let their children be ruled by Lilith? Because that's what you just heard. Come on. Somebody. The sister said something. Now, you don't watch the vampire movies, right? You don't watch The Walking Dead. You don't watch all this. Pretty much, they're telling you, you're going to end up having to, shoot these people. Now, this is what the movies tell you. I'm not saying I'm telling you. I said the movies show you, you end up having to shoot these people. Now, you think it's like a movie. You say, well, it can't be. But...
CDC got on their website by the zombies.
You're going where I'm going with this. I mean, you could know all this stuff in the world about. I'm saying if all of a sudden you come down from that mountaintop and they are turned on the switch, but are you gonna be able to get down the mountaintop if these people start to go into some type of crazy convulsions? I'm just giving you a scenario that movies give you. But being that we know factually they gave you something in a shot that you know nothing about. Let's be honest with everybody. You're only hearing it because white folks, let's be honest. Ain't no blacks told you this shit. White folks don't told you this. Let's give credit where credit's due. They told you because they were scared. And now you figure this out after all the years of hearing white folks, because not many blacks that you can tell me said that we were going to end up voting for the enemy because y'all automatically hated one guy who said he's going to take you out the peace agreement. I'm going to show you how you can't really know world politics good. If a dude told you I'm going to take you out the peace agreement because it's not good for you, and you went by CNN and MSNBC, whatever, and all the other shit you listen to, and you couldn't figure out, because I heard the debates on this program, that your salvation came from you acting, but because a group told you to hate somebody that you had nothing about, don't even know the motherfucker, but you know that this dude that you love now got you to do everything. His son on drugs, can you imagine your kids was on drugs, taking crack, they was on Facebook? They'll be at your house so quick, but he gets a pass. That's how you know you're brain dead, and you are the walking dead, and you're slowly becoming zombies to the point where the Purge movie is going to become reality soon.
You can think
it's crazy.
But you know what, Dry Bones?
I'm going to give everybody a chance to jump and give y'all 2 minutes because I want to get deep today. Because if you can hear all this, do all this, ain't no ritual going to stop this automatically. No. They don't give me believe that shit. Because it's a lot of rituals going on. Which ritual got the highest power? Which ritual got you on the phone? On this internet is the prince of the power of the air. And because you know it's coming through you too, you better have filters in your body, because your body will be able to filter some of this. But I'm going to tell you, if we keep this going without pretending that you ain't affected by this, you're going to find yourself in a serious situation in your region. Because each one of you know your supply line was number one. That's what the man said first. And we almost near the supply line getting all the news now. I told you the news was a psyop. North, east, south, and west control of your brain. So now they know that you only watching one hemisphere, which is the west. So shall the Son of Man be. Y'all better learn that quickly. Go ahead, jump in.
But even when you say the Son of Man is in the West is the representation of the color black. It's the consciousness. These are the people who are the keepers of the water. When you look at the four colors and the four directions, you're looking at the most powerful of the four directions is mm-hmm. the East and the West, because we come in through the East, that is infancy. We go out through the West. This is where the ancestors are. This is where the rain comes from. This is where the thunder beings sit.
Oh, okay, what about, give me that north. Give me the north, because the north is very important.
The north is where the people who keep the fire that's sitting at the mountaintop of the snow-capped mountain, representing who we're talking about, our adversaries, the people of the color white.
Let's go there.
So what we're looking at.
Let's go there with that color. That's beautiful stuff what you're saying. Now, being that, let's take that north star. Ain't the north star Sirius?
No, I didn't say star. I said sitting at the mountain.
Well, when I say north, I'm saying star, because I know each one got a star. East, west, that's all star system stuff. So let's go with that. If the north star, and many of them say, y'all know what I'm about to say, ain't no light in the north. Now, how is that when freedom was based off them going into the north star?
And what did I just share, that Ethiopia, the north star is getting ready to become Ethiopia, the black Ethiopian king.
Okay, now, if
that's
the black
getting ready to become the north star.
That's why I want you to go there. Go, stay with me. Now, if the black people is used this as what you saying, what you sound like you trying to say, and you correct me if I'm wrong, like this going to be what, a liberation for us? Or could this be more suppression based on it came from black people from the beginning? So what are we getting into?
We're going back to the beginning because we
did we put ourselves in slavery? Because if we were first, again, I always go there because it's very deep to notice everybody. If black people believe this ideology that we were first and that everything comes to us, then evil is also first in us. Would that be true? I got the lines open. I don't need to hear from one. Thank you. Let's get a consensus here. Let's get a consensus. If you're the first to see evil, everybody, I got everybody online. I'm going to give everybody a chance to talk. Everybody online, if you're the first to see evil and then you don't triumph in it, that means evil grew, right?
It's good and bad in man.
No, I ain't asked that question.
All aspects.
That's not the question.
No, I'm not saying that you asked the question.
For those who believe in the system of, because our people fighting this black and white ideology big time.
The race game, the checkerboard.
Right, checkerboard game. Now, if this is the checkerboard game, and I can find that everywhere I just talked about going to lead me to black people, why is it that we can't accept that we created this demise? And until you do, how are you going to get out if you don't even accept you put yourself in it?
Okay, and the part you're saying is the word to live. Live spelled backward is evil. Live spelled backward is devil.
Absolutely.
So we are both in one body. But as you're looking at the light is that when the sun come up, everything that the sun touches, if you look on the ground, is all black, isn't it? It's a shadow.
Carbon. Shadow.
There's your light and there's your dark. The sun comes up, it makes everything show its darkness.
Shadow, dark.
That's still the debate about us believing in black and white came on skin color. And then you just heard that the Indian caste, that which is older than Christianity, the Hindu way older than Christianity. Let's be real. If the Hindu religion said that your daughters could be, and they darker than all y'all and many of us on this line, so ain't no color thing could be even said about them, either cultural or it's not. So if the Indian groups of people who are over here with us in our neighborhoods serving us goods got this law that you don't practice, but they do, make them what, evil or non-evil based on the fact that it seems to be successful for them in some cases. Obviously, if they all believe this and they come over here sacrificing their own daughters, who are we? I'm going to be devil advocate. Who are we to tell them that they're wrong if you over here giving them all your money? How does that work? Can't answer.
But who created money?
Oh, that's deep. Well, you can't answer. You know you're hitting them hard.
Who created money?
Yeah. I mean, who are you black folks to judge somebody when you making them rich?
But are they really rich though?
And we making them powerful. We making them powerful.
Being rich or losing because of the money being created.
That's like the NFL. That's why I love black folks because you make my point about the NFL so deep because here it is. You know the NFL just told you in your face that your brain is lesser for years. Doug Williams, all this shit. Now we come to the final fruition. What direction are we going to take now? Because our black folks go along with this 100. That's energy. Y'all all say the black man is energy or the black woman energy. If their energy is a main focus of this foolishness,
but
something ain't right. We ain't doing something right. So it's either.
Right. Well, that's what money. Dry bone. MONEY stands for my own natural energy yield. What they're using
right.
is human energy. It's not fiat. It is human
right.
energy.
But they're not even human.
Why do you think they
and there's no color on it. So there is no
right.
color on
See,
the human
I'm
energy
trying to
that
say
they're using.
Y'all put color on it. Most of you on this line, I would say at least maybe 60% of the line still believe in Afrocentric doctrine, meaning that white man did this,
mm-hmm.
white man did this. Now, if I keep hearing that all my life, I wouldn't
right.
even know that another group was my enemy.
That's why when you played that video earlier about the lady wanting to eat the dead bodies and the babies, a lot
right.
of our black people have not seen that video. And in fairness, I'm going to say a lot of our black people are real dumb. But the black people who listen to Dry Bones show, he has played this video a numerous amount of times, way before the election and everything, we have to wake up and start spreading the information that we learn on Dry Bones show because we are not going to get this information anywhere. We're not going to get this information anywhere because of the fact that it's very small.
I thank you for that. I appreciate that. But let's get real about this. We played this.
Now, the Europeans are waking up to the fact that they were used to create chaos. They're starting
right.
to wake up that they were being used to create chaos
but
because
what,
the entity said that they're going to use their own to destroy, and their own is not going to even know it. So now that they to benefit themselves, the rich, the so-called powerful rich, don't give a fuck about color, and they don't give a fuck about their own. And now these powerful people, these entities, and these other beings that are not human, they don't give a fuck about color. The whole thing in a nutshell is that everyone is being used to destroy each other because we're all being created into weapons of mass destruction.
Okay,
so the race is not a choice.
But what
then?
Hold on, Brother Kwame next. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. You next.
What we're all saying is that human energy, because when you take Colosseums going back to Rome, you take it to the football game. All of it's filled with people's energy charging up the atmosphere and going into the earth, creating this powerful energy that comes from watching people butt heads together, knock balls around, slam dunk balls, because all they're using is the people's energy. You're sitting in front of a 52-inch screen watching a football game with all your friends in your house, charging up energy, giving that energy and producing buying power for them, because that's all they're doing is selling you slavery.
But
I can say this right here.
Hold on, I got a little time. I want to make sure I get this in before 1 o'clock. You all right? After 1 o'clock, we'll stay on there for those who want to do it. So y'all know we're getting close to that time. But I'm not saying, I think we all know energy pretty much is it. But the energy can go, that's why they use these cylinders. But then again, if they're using our energy or energy, they got a lot of black people in these positions. They got a lot of Asians. They got a lot of everybody in these positions of power now. So this is why everybody says it's global, because America is different from a lot of places. Let's be honest, everybody. America seems to let everybody come, but you can't go to no country with this flag and say, I'm going to take over and start making y'all listen to me. They're going to fight you back. That's just common sense. But something about you people here. I'm going to say you people. You know what they say. You people. Now, I try to tell you, it's not normal for people to let everybody come in and you don't get the benefits. Your own politicians have sold you for nothing. That's in your own Bible story. They don't even have to read it. That's in the common sense book. If your own neighbors don't deal with you or don't buy with you.
The language.
English. We've been hearing about Black Law
English,
Dictionary, Latin Dictionary. We should be over.
But what
I'm saying the language is what it is. If you can't learn your own language and learn enough, they got special meanings. It's really kind of late in the game almost for a lot of people, because think about it.
But
it's
English is
every day, like
and what I'm saying. Dry bones.
And also,
English
can
is
I
the
say
only
something?
Language with the Navy and the Army. The English, when English comes into a country, it comes in on a ship with an army and a missionary.
Right.
And they make you take
Kwame,
their language.
This is what we get to. You keep saying the English. The English ain't learned this from the English. The English learned it from the Latin. The Latin learned it from our people who was pirates from the Mediterranean. This is not no new shit where also white folks all of a sudden started to learn. They got taught too. So if we taught them again, here we go again with, we don't want to accept it that they did this from us teaching them and going along with the enterprise, because we were the enterprise. Now, Starship Enterprise. Oh, I love that. Let's go tell to why they killed Kennedy, why they killed Lincoln. And it's going to be why I say black folks think about this for a minute. If you just got freed from slavery in this new country or this indigenous country, and you got to see these parties, and then you in the South, y'all were in the South, they didn't even consider it. This was free territory sometimes. We could look at it all different ways, but let's just go with the South succeeded. They were farmers, agriculture, and industrialists. But the key component to this, they had a military. You cannot take over anybody's land without a military. And if the military comes to you at that time as predominantly black, and then writing books with Masonic symbols with Martin Delaney, one of the greatest Masons of military history, is black for the Union. Come on, man. I'm going to do like they say in football. Come on, man. Let's hear what happened.
Few people know that John Wilkes Booth, the man who assassinated Abraham Lincoln, was not just a lone wolf or a sole assassin, but was actually working for a secret society called the Knights of the Golden Circle, or the KGC, a pro-slavery Confederate secret society who was working to try to ensure the Confederates would take over. The Knights of the Golden Circle actually planned to not only have some of their operatives assassinate Abraham Lincoln, but that same night hoped to assassinate the Vice President and the Secretary of State, thus eliminating three of the top officials in the United States government, hoping that would ensure the Confederates could take over. You get it? The Knights of the Golden Circle? Knights of the Sun? This is an 1800s pamphlet that was written exposing the KGC, where you can see it's filled with Masonic sun symbolism here. Another interesting alleged member of the KGC was Jesse James, the infamous outlaw known for his vast robberies, which were going to fund the KGC, covertly funding the Confederacy. Yes, that's right. He wasn't just committing these robberies for his own personal gain. There was a bigger puzzle at work here. By the way, another major member, even one of the potential founders of the KGC, is said to have been Albert Pike, a Confederate Army general, the author of Morals and Dogma, the sort of Masonic Bible, you know, the man who wrote that they basically worship Lucifer in his book, saying that Satan is not the black god, but just represents a force And the Masons represent this force. Yes, that Albert Pike, also suspected to have founded the KKK as well. By the way, there's a larger-than-life statue of Albert Pike that stands in Judiciary Square in Washington, D.C., right alongside Abraham Lincoln. And Albert Pike's body is kept in a tomb inside the Masonic headquarters in Washington, D.C., a building called the House of the Temple, which is home of the Supreme Council of Freemasonry. Yes, Albert Pike, who just wrote an article in his newspaper, The Daily Appeal, a newspaper in Tennessee, on August 16th, 1868, in his editorial, saying that they should, quote, unite every white man in the South who was opposed to Negro suffrage meaning the right to vote, into a great order of Southern Brotherhood, with an organization complete, active, and vigorous, in which we could execute the consecrated will of all, and for whose very existence should be concealed from all its members. Oh, sounds exactly like the KKK, right? So there you have it, just an interesting piece of the puzzle. Most mainstream history just says that John Wilkes Booth was just personally dissatisfied with the part.
So you got the robbing the banks back in the day. Ain't they what they're doing now? They got the robbing the banks. They're robbing banks now. They got the robbing of giving it to the so-called super group and then say, it was done by a lone wolf. Isn't that amazing?
Well, you go back in history and you can call Robin Hood.
You're breaking up.
Abraham Lincoln and them, and you just heard earlier, part of our show said the Vatican was a part of this Abraham Lincoln conspiracy, because the book Brigadier General Thomas. But here, they don't talk about it.
Hello? Dry Bones, can you hear us?
You're breaking up there, Bones. You're in the Matrix.
they're trying to cut you off.
He's talking about, he's giving some truths about those devils in the Romans. But, you know, the Romans is all throughout the Bible. The Romans are, has been running the show for a very long time. And I guess here in the United States behind the scenes. But I just wanted to say earlier about that video when they were saying the time. She said, we don't have enough time. And everything is about time. Even in the Revelations, they talk about the end of time. Enoch talks about the end of time. So I think that, who knows, if black people stop thinking about race as the victimized to keep us, embedded with the Democrat Party and realize that the people that's running, they don't care about race. Most of the people that's taking the vaccines are white people. It's not black people. They don't care about killing their own people. They just care about division. So if black people realize that the race card is just a division.
Let me get some more clips, because that's a good point.
That just popped up. Do you know they just created a whole cyclone, y'all, to finish off the ships in the container in California? Ain't that so? Oh, my God.
They did what? What did
they
do?
A cyclone. It's coming fast and quick. They said it's coming too quick, too fast. Cyclone.
They're about to sink all of them. That's all that shit coming from China. You got more and more ports all around this country, man. So that's that Chinese shit. They block it.
That's that Biden. See, really, China is running America, guys. That's what we have to realize, too. Biden is, y'all have to know, whoever voted for him, y'all have to have a little buyer's remorse. The man is not together, okay? So this is called China-America, China-Canada. They are saying if we can control a billion people, China... You can control these 300 to 400 million Americans. Matter of fact, you can control the 8 billion. So China may have had some special powers, because the fact that when Biden came in place, Gas went up. Food got scarce.
It started with Obama.
Mandates. No. It started when Biden came in. All these people coming in over this border because of the fact that they need people to vote these cycles back in, because some black people are waking up. There are black people waking up. In 2022, if they lose the Congress, okay, they're set back. And we have a voice here, and we can share this show. And I think, Dry Bones, I don't know if you can send us a copy of this show at the end to our phones or emails. I think we need to start sharing more Dry Bones shows and waking up these black people, because the Democrats
Obama and Biden was already doing
Dry Bones,
China.
Can you hear me?
They shipped that drone over to China.
Okay, hold on.
Water drone?
Wait. At the present state right now, there is no trying to wake up anymore. It's either you are still asleep, or you are just pretty much anticipating your doom.
Right on, bro.
It has to be survival.
Right.
It has to be survival.
You can still wake
people
up. You can still wake people up. You never give up.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say this.
You don't surrender. You keep fighting. And that's what black people need to realize,
that
you never surrender. You keep fighting.
I agree with that.
This show right here, help us fight
so we don't
give up anymore.
The community is destroyed. Listen, the community is destroyed. The community is destroyed. Can you hear me, brother?
Go.
The communities are destroyed. There are no builders emerging to build new communities. At this point now, you've capitulated at a such a higher rate of number that is you're past the danger zone. And you have to understand, they've been giving out the codes for a long time that's impending. Is that we have not been slow. We've been too slow to reply, or too slow to move. Unfortunately, we're just pretty much going to get those who will be stamed over. Unfortunately, it's already written. It's preparation time now. There is no waking up anyone.
Okay, hold on, me and this brother go way back. You remember you did a show like this? We talked about this. We see if these forces have been around. It's more like a underground. It's no more thinking that everything you do is not monitored. It's already monitored.
Yes.
So
yes.
The degree of monitorization is where we all stand right now. The degree of how far do we go in going to the whole thing? Because once we take these vaccinations, say people do, and then you find out they don't turn it back either way. And let's just go with this premise. If y'all all been talking this for all these years in our lives, that your body is your only sovereign soul. If I destroy my body, ain't nobody fault. But if I let somebody else do it, that's a different story. See? So the question is, how far do we let our DNA get destroyed, which would be your offspring? Because Brother Kwame just told you the key. I mean, he did tell you the key. I don't know if y'all, he said the same way we all said. I just put some more play on it. He said three stages. She carried three stages of life. So if the woman is taught not to have kids, taught to hate the man, like the book of many ancient books, and decide that they don't need no dick, and then they got enough sperm and babies. This is where cloning come in. They could buy babies. They could get it's designer babies already ready to go in them. You just said earlier, y'all, that man, the reason why the gender thing important, because we don't have no womb. Now, if they create a womb in the new man, and the new man become the new Eve, then that would be brought. What would that be, y'all? That would be what I just said earlier was going to be worshiping, the hermaphrodite call. Can't get around it. So low, you can't get under it. It's real, baby. We about to get deeper.
And there lies our biggest crutch, man, because we have not monitored who's been coming in out of the community.
No.
We don't know what species or differentiation of species that walks among us as far as humanoids. They are amongst us, believe it or not. Don't think the alien just some blue man person or green little short being. There are some humanoids that look, just like you said, clones as well, but are humanoids. They are amongst us, but you can't differentiate between them.
Yeah, you can.
Your DNA, you can't. Only your DNA will differentiate that, but they're working on the DNA right now to confuse that, you know? But the most important thing is the carbon-based DNA is the cosmic DNA. That cannot be duplicated. It cannot be replicated to the point of perfection.
Go ahead, Wes.
Look into the eyes.
We're not saying we're wrong. All I'm saying is when you say look into the eyes, granted. But I know it's one thing they're doing in traveling. If you've been traveling to the airport, they got this new thing that you call clear. And they want you to put your eyes in to get faster.
It's eye retina reading. That's why they put the mask on you. Because what they did in putting the mask was facial recognition. When you got a mask on, only thing they can get is your eye retina. And that's where they're getting your new ID from.
Well, I mean, if no one could debate this because we have to admit now, all that we're talking about, if we just go back a couple of years growing up, that Star Trek, $6 million man shit, all that was being told us that we were going to be able to look in our eyes, see who you are. They even went so far in the movie, they took the man's eye out in the movie so they can use his eye as the retina. So,
but if you...
What's the comprehension level?
There are specific beings that are arch enemies, and when they do interact with each other, we do see the result of it. It's war, and we don't even know which side is which, because we've so been confused and turned inside out. But there are some beings, and there's some frequencies that rise that give rise that shows their appearance. If we're going into the transgender phase now, the homosexual phase now, there's a frequency that has become at such a rate that now is becoming to emerge and it's clear within your peripheral view. You can see them now, but you don't know what they are.
But you don't understand this frequency.
Take a break. Brother Kwame, you next. As soon as I get back on this break, we're about to go to 1 o'clock.
I'll close it out. Once this enemy then reverse, or once these species become in their presence and their numbers do increase, we will see a new battlefront open up. But we are solely oblivious to it. You don't even know, because now the censorship is so strong that anyone that's trying to bring the message right now is definitely
on the list.
Dealt with quickly and censored quickly.
Okay,
I'll hold off.
Appreciate it. We're gonna do this one.
Yeah.
I got a few minutes. I'm gonna play this because y'all said it just earlier. This is y'all said it earlier, Brother D. I don't know if you're going or not, but he mentioned it. The same day, pandemic 1-2-0.
It began in healthy looking pigs months, perhaps years ago. A new coronavirus spread silently within herds. Gradually, farmers started getting sick. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia. The sickest required intensive care. Many died. Experts agree unless it is quickly controlled, it could lead to a severe pandemic, an outbreak that circles the globe and affects people everywhere.
The mission of the Pandemic Emergency Board is to provide recommendations to deal with the major global challenges arising in response to an unfolding pandemic. The board is comprised of highly experienced leaders from business, public health, and civil society.
We could be looking at double the number of cases in 1 week and 16 times as many in a month if we are not able to stop the spread. That would be on the order of 500,000 cases, and it would continue to rise exponentially. In 3 months, we could be approaching 10 million cases.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
We have known about caps-like viruses in animals and people for decades, but have not been successful at developing a licensed vaccine. And sure, there are new technologies that may help, but it's going to be difficult. I am not optimistic about having a vaccine in time to be relevant during this pandemic.
So the policy crisis in question for this board in this meeting is this. How should governments, business, and international organizations allocate and distribute pandemic antivirals and medical supplies to the people who need the most?
What we've seen work very well in the HIV field is, in fact, procurement through the Global Fund. So having a centralized mechanism, so financially able to procure on behalf of affected countries,
okay,
can be critical. I think the second thing is it's going to be very important that for the business sector, for manufacturers of antivirals, that we have clarity around what the need is and where the need is and who are making the decisions.
I think that given that the countries most affected are those that are low and middle income countries with unequal access to technology, to finances, the UN has a worldwide footprint, universally recognized and universal membership.
A global stockpile would certainly help ensure more rational and strategic allocation, but the reality is that we don't have the logistics capability, even within the UN, to bring that together in one place and run it. So this is where I think a collaboration between the international organizations like the World Health Organization and the private sector, which runs these supply chains for many purposes every day, understand where the supplies are, make smart decisions about how to allocate them to the people who need them in the places that need them the most, and then work with the industry to move those supplies from where they are today to where they need to be.
Just to underscore the point that cooperation among supply chain providers or businesses that have huge supply chains,
mm-hmm,
can add a lot of efficiency to the whole process.
The question is, can you, through this international mechanism, really promote commitments to doing this as quickly as possible and give people a sense that actually if they contribute more, that they will have a better chance of protecting their own populations and their country's security and health.
So to be completely clear, most of this production would already be committed in contracts.
Yes.
It is almost unheard of that people are producing product without having a forward commitment for the consumption of that product. So the first thing that needs to be done, because this is not something that the countries currently control, unless countries are going to bring about emergency situations and co-opt an existing supply chain.
I think it's not likely, I agree, that countries are not going to buy countermeasure to put into a global supply without retaining a large portion of it for themselves.
Public health agencies have issued travel advisories, while some countries have banned travel from the worst affected areas. As a result, the travel sector is taking a huge hit. Travel bookings are down 45% and many flights have been canceled. A ripple effect is racing through the service sector. Governments that rely on travel and tourism as a large part of their economies are being hit particularly hard.
How should national leaders, businesses and international organizations balance the risk of worsening disease that would be caused by the continued movement of people around the world against the risks of profound economic consequence of travel and trade bans?
If there's some sense that there's a UN institution that can do all of this, then I worry we're suffering from a delusional disorder on the power of the UN. It's really important to get those industries and their trade associations and an efficient leadership established, which is decentralized, but has a collective responsibility and accountability. And that needs to be supported by the public leadership.
What is essential, what is non-essential travel, we have to clarify this. Otherwise, if we go down to 20% bookings over a long period, the company will run down. That's a fact.
Yeah, there's a whole complex set of issues in a highly interdependent world on supply chains that are just in time. We need to think about how much flex there is in that just in time supply chain system and make sure it keeps running. I think it's going to take specificity and it's going to take knowledge that only the private sector has. The UN can play an important coordinating facilitation role, but the companies know where those commodities are, where they move, how to move them, and that's where a type of public-private collaboration that we have not generally had in these crises needs to be put together pretty quickly.
We are not out of money yet, but the fact is we are trending in a dangerous direction and something needs to change.
So the policy question for this board now is, how should financial resources be prioritized? Are there nodes that we cannot allow to fail? What is your sense of priorities? We don't have money to pay for all of these urgent problems.
So at the moment, we want the funds, right? You need the money. So where's the money? So government kind of supplies our money. A lot of, you know, private sectors, you know, some sit you here, you have some money. But now you need a really coordinated, centralized efforts.
Hotels will be experiencing, you know, crippling losses during that. And we know that the hotel business in itself makes up 5% of the GDP.
Governments need to be willing to do things that are out of their historical perspective. Or, for the most part, it's really a war footing that we need to be on.
We shouldn't underestimate the power of entrepreneurship. We need to escalate that, whether it's through, you know, the government's helping with tax breaks or, you know, subsidies of that nature to increase manufacturing of those types of products. It can happen quickly. A Marshall-type plan, you know, don't mean to say that exactly, but a Marshall plan that can go into effect can stimulate change very quickly.
Countries are reacting in different ways as to how best to manage the overwhelming amounts of dis and misinformation circulating over the internet. In some cases, limited internet shutdowns are being implemented to quell panic.
How much control of information should there be, and by whom? And how can false information be effectively challenged? And what if that false information is coming from companies or from governments?
I think it's very important that we make sure that there is concise communication with all healthcare facilities where these patients are being treated so that there isn't mass panic.
We're at a moment where the social media platforms have to step forward and recognize the moment to assert that they're a technology platform and not a broadcaster is over. They, in fact, have to be a participant in broadcasting accurate information and partnering with the scientific and health communities to counterweight, if not flood the zone, of accurate information, because to put the genie back in the bottle of the misinformation and disinformation is nigh impossible.
One thing we haven't spoken about, and I'm wondering whether it's time to talk about this, is a step up from the part of the governments on enforcement actions against fake news.
I personally do not believe that trying to shut things down in terms of information is either practical or desirable. And we do have, I think, a couple of strategies that are available to us, one of which is the flood strategy, second of which is relying and informing and equipping trusted sources of information with the facts so they can then pass that on. But we also need to actually think about a technological answer to this.
The outcome of the CAPS pandemic in Event 201 was catastrophic. 65 million people died in the first 18 months. The outbreak was small at first and initially seemed controllable, but then it started spreading in densely crowded and impoverished neighborhoods of megacities. From that point on, the spread of the disease was explosive. Within 6 months, cases were occurring in nearly every country. The global economy was in a free fall, the GDP down 11%. Stock markets around the world plummeted between 20 and 40% and headed into a downward cycle of fear and low expectation. Businesses were not borrowing, banks were not lending. Everyone was just hoping to hunker down and weather the storm. Economists say the economic turmoil caused by such a pandemic will last for years, perhaps a decade. The societal impacts, the loss of faith in government, the distrust of news, and the breakdown of social cohesion could last even longer. We have to ask, did this need to be so bad? Are there things we could have done in the 5 to 10 years leading up to the pandemic that would have lessened the catastrophic consequences? We believe the answer is yes. So are we as a global community now finally ready to do the hard work needed to prepare for the next pandemic?
Now, that was Plandemic. That was like a Halloween movie script. But that was That was the meeting they had before the COVID came. That was an actual meeting scenario. I put on there for you to hear everything they planned out, from travel to everything was already planned out before it even happened. Jump in.
Okay, pandemic. That's the word that they keep using. The word is not the dim. The demic is the actions. But what pan mean is, it means the all, everything, or involving all members of a group and all pages and titles beginning with a pan. Because they, in the Greek terminology, it used to mean pan was a god. He was the god mm-hmm. that had the body of a goat. So we're looking at Baphomet and the god of the wild, the shepherds and the flocks, nature of the mountain wilds, the rustic music. What are we doing? We're getting bombarding our children with music. The impromptu and the companion of the nymphs. Now we're looking at all of this wild sex that's going on. And then you look at how he's described as the hindquarters and the horns of a goat. That's Baphomet. Only thing they're doing is recreating the Greek god and making people of the world go back through this thing again. And yeah, this is what we're looking at, because this is what their agenda is. Look at the word pan.
I agree. That was
it's a plan. It's just a plan. It's a plandemic, and the whole purpose is to take our country down. And now they're even trying
to take
us
the
down.
World down. It's not. Our
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely. That's why it's called global. It's called global. And the people who repeat global are the Democratic Party. Global, global takeover. Global, global. So it's the world. I absolutely agree with that. But I'm
the whole freaking
right now,
planet. The whole planet.
The whole planet. Whole 8 billion. They want to eliminate. What they say over here in Georgia? They want 1 billion people here. Is that
500 million is on the Georgia Guidestone.
That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. So that is definitely the key. But I'm just saying, right now we all aware of the Agenda 20, Agenda 30. We on the line here. We have to do something about it. We getting all this knowledge from everybody that's calling in. We cannot just continue to sit and let our black communities die off, lack of education, lack of knowledge. Just like the Islam, they go in, they get their newspaper, they sell their little pies and stuff in the black communities. They, you got to give that information. They do that. So that we can create a ground root opportunities to go
we
in the black community, create our newspaper.
Like my man said,
we have to wake them up. And we have to do it collectively, and we have to share the information.
Okay, so I got you, and I'm gonna go along with a lot everything you said. But everybody said the same. It's really pretty much on the same. Yeah, but you have to also